Gemara on Pei Amadeus that goes over to Pei Bogan with Aleph, that the Gemara had a three-way machloikis between Abai, Verova, and Rabba. The Rabba had a suffix regarding Sheves Gedola, what the Gemara calls Sheves Gedola. Sheves HaPachsasa B'domin. Sheves usually, if a person is incapacitated for a week or two, he can't go to work because he has the flu or he has some kind of sickness. So if you would want to sell him as an Eved, his value wouldn't go down. All the customers would realize he's only temporarily not well, and he's going to be worth the full value after the week. But if you have a hakor, that's the bottom tosis on Pehem base. You have a makor, the person is sick, and he has a makor, that it's hard to ascertain whether it's not stamma, he has a cold, and the medications are available in the drugstore. We're not sure whether he's going to get better. He's a sholeh b'shtei yodav now, and he has something wrong, some infection on one arm. He may lose the use of the arm. It may turn out that he only has the use of one arm afterwards. So if the people would want to buy the eved now, it would be pachsasa b'dami. His value would be lowered. Then you wait a couple of weeks, and it turns out that everything gets better. His chozer l'kadmos, it gets better. So that was Rabbi's suffix. Do we wait, and it turns out in the end that you only pay Shevis, and you don't pay any Nezik? But he's saying, no, since temporarily, because of the suffix, that the customers, the potential customers, would want to buy this person as an Eved, would probably give less money because it's not so clear what's going to be. So therefore, there's a din of Nezik also. So that's Rabbi's suffix. Is there a din of Nezik? Or do you say, no, you wait till everything is all over, and then it was only Shevis, he only paid Shevis. So the Gemara said on Pevavim and Aleph, the Milsa, the Mesach, the Leile Rabbe, Pshita, Leile Abai, Lahaigisa, Leile Rabbe, Lahaigisa. It's a Machlokes, Abai, Verabbe, this Shaila. Rabbe came first. What Rabbe had a suffix about, so that's a Machlokes between Abai, Verabbe. The Itmar, about 15 lines from the top. The Gemara says, Ikea, Yod, Vitsamsa, Vesov, Alaksa. Abai says that you pay Shevis Dodo, Shevis San, Shevis Dodo means Nezik. Just another way of saying Nezik. It turns out in the end that it was only Shevis. So that's what he says, Shevis Gedolah. Shevis Gedolah means Shevis. Shevis Gedolah means that that's what Abai coins a term. He calls the Nezik Shevis Gedolah. The Rabbi says, no, you wait till everything is all over. It turns out that it's only Shevis, so you only pay Shevis. Rashi points out, Pashup Shah, Rashi points out that there'll be a difference between Abai and Rabbi, how much he'd pay for Shevis. According to Rabbi, you wait till a couple of weeks are up. Then it turns out that he's again Shoyle B'shtei Yodav. He has all of his faculties back again. It turns out it's a Gloin Muslim Afreya. He's only Shevis to pay for. So Shevis of what? So for the couple of weeks, he wasn't able to work at all. After the couple of weeks are up, he's back to functioning like normal. He plays basketball with both hands, or whatever he does. Whatever he knew, Shoyle B'shtei Yodav, whatever he needs both hands for. So he's back to his original job. So Rashi comments on Rava that you pay Shevis b'chol yom v'yom, motion is karim poelim bashuk, v'lo kishom v'kishuot, ala Rava lo yav le d'me yodai. You're not paying any nezik, you're only paying Shevis. He paid the full Shevis, because he's going to get back, he's restored back to his original job. Regular motion is karim poelim bashuk, whatever he did for a living, whatever the going wages. Asherin can according to Abaye, that you have to pay Shevis g'dali, pay nezik, because of the sofik, you pay nezik. So you treat him as if he's no longer Shoyle B'shtei Yodav. So if the person would have lost his arm, so he wouldn't be able to be a Kemoshen Iskarim Po'alim Bashuk. He doesn't get a regular salary. So then you only pay him Shevis, Shevis Ketana, which means Shevis. You only pay Shevis like Hashem Kishui. You pay a lower amount of Shevis. So Rashi points out that that's Poshet L'chor, that's Poshet Pshat in the Gemara. You have to realize that the amount that you're paying for Shevis is going to be different according to Rav and according to Abayi. You can't have such a major gap between Abai and Rava. Because according to Abai, it doesn't make sense. What do you mean? You pay Nezek as if he's missing an arm. He's not missing an arm. After 3 weeks he gets there, he's back again. He's Shoyle B'shtei Yodav again. And then the Shevis, you're going to pay a full amount of Shevis, like a regular poel. It can't be from both angles. So Rashi says, Rashi tries to make that Abai and Rava are not so far apart from each other. He says, according to Abai, that you pay Nezek, then the Shevis is going to be peanuts. The Shevis is going to be a low amount of Shevis. According to Rabbi, you don't pay any Nezik. You wait till after the 3 weeks are up. And it turns out that the whole thing is only Shevis. So then you pay a higher Shevis. So Rabbi's Shevis is going to be closer to Abai's Shevis plus Nezik. Not going to be such a big difference. Then the Gemara has an unrelated itmar, unrelated machlokes, but it happens to be the same two amarai. That sense it's related, the same two people, but it's totally unrelated. Itmar, hakatea yad avid ebri v'shal chaber. So Rashi says, it's katea mamish. Dein sof olachse. We're not talking about Shevis ha-perses and medamim. This is a totally new Gemara. He chopped off the ebed every zom. So what's the halacha? So the Mishnah says on the next daf, he pay nezik tzari pay shevis and bosh. It says if you chayvul, how does it say in the Mishnah? Chayvul be evidivri shalom. Chay be kulum chutzman al shevis bezman shu shalom. If it's my evidivri, I don't have to pay the shevis. The shevis goes to the yodel. Let's say if I'm chayvul on someone else's evidivri, so he pay chamisha dvorim. There's no reason that and evidivri should be any different from anybody else. Evidkneini is a machlokes satanoim. Rabbi Yudah and Chacham have an argument whether avodim have boshes. If I'm chayvul in an eved, is the eved entitled to collect boshes or not? Because boshes is different. Boshes is different from all the other rabbi dvarim. But an eved ivri is the same as anybody else. So if you're chayvul be eved ivri, you chayv in all the chamisha dvarim. If you're chayvul in your own eved ivri, so shevis means how much he's going to earn. So the earnings go to the balabas. So let's say I'm chayvul in someone else's eved ivri. So you should pay nezik, tsar, ripui, boshes to the eved, and the shevis should go to the adam. That should have been the pashtus. The abodvarm should go to the yevet, and the shevet should go to the od. That's luchera. It should be like that. So what's the gemara say? Based on the mishnah, that's what one should say. Hakatel yad evediv shal chavera. Abaya amanosin al shevet gedola la evet nezik. Shevet gedola means nezik. That's Abaya invented a new term. Shevet gedola means nezik. It's a poor application here because shevet gedola before Abaya calls it shevet gedola. Because in the end, it turns out that it was all a mistake. He recovers in the end. He's right the tzirik. He's shayla pishteyada again. So it should really, Rabbis should really be right. We pass like Rabbis. Rabbis should really be right. Should only be Shevis. The Abai says no. We call this nezik. Abai came up with a new kind of nezik that is called Shevis. But in this case, where he was mamish keter yad avda shachaver keter mamish Rashi says. So it's mamish nezik. You shouldn't call it Shevis gedolim. It's an expression. Okay. It really means nezek. So what does he say? You pay nezek to the eved, and you pay shevis to the odon. And what about the other three things? So the pashtus is the tsar, the ripu, and the boshes, that for sure goes to the eved. That's not shach to have a machlokes abai b'rovin. Doesn't make sense to have a machlokes. So what Abai says, l'charis pashup shat, the nezek goes to the eved, and the Shevis goes to the Yodan. And Rav Amar, Rav disagrees with Abaye about something. So what exactly does Rav disagree? So the way it says in our Gemara, it says, Hakol Yinosan Lo'evet. Hakol means what? All Chamisha Dvarim, Nezik, Tzavi, Pishavis, and Boshes. That's what it sounds like in the Rambam. Rambam says, If you chevel bevikna nishol chaveri chayv chamisha dvarim, v'hakol yinosin la'eved v'ilokech dem karka. So the Magen Mishnah says, from the Rambam it sounds like he understood hakol literally all chamisha dvarim. That's a pella. So the Pashtus is like the other opinion in the Magen Mishnah. The Rambam is very strange. So the Pashtus is like the other opinion. Rav is referring to hakol, the two things that Abai was talking about, the tsar, the ripui, and the boshes, of course goes to the eved. There's nothing to discuss. Abai is only concentrating on the two, on the nezik and on the shevis. So Abai says, but I would have said, the nezik goes to the eved, the only thing that the yodin is entitled to is the shevis, because he's entitled to maisa yodin. So that's the shevis. So Rav disagrees. What does it mean, the yodin is entitled to the shevis? How long is he going to be sick? And he's going to be an eved ivri. Eved ivri, let's say, is yotze b'sheish. Normally, an eved ivri goes out after 6 years. How long is the shevis going to be? The shevis is going to exceed sheish? No. Bashem Shabbat talking, someone injured the eved ivri shel chavero. The shevis is going to be for the next month, he's going to be incapacitated, won't be able to work. And the eved ivri has another 4 years to go, has another 2 years to go. So the whole Shevis is going to be swallowed up within the Zman that belongs, that the Maisi Yada belongs to the Yadon. So Abai is right. I would have said the whole Shevis goes to the Yadon and the Nezek goes to the Eved. And Robert disagrees and he says, So he says, Hakol Yinosein, Vilokach Bem Karka, Vaharabar Chal Peris. Yeah. So what does it mean? So there, in the Rambam it sounds like all Chamisha Dvarim. So that's a Pella. That we don't understand at all this. That's a Pella. The other Pshat in the Magen Mishnah is Hakol Yinosein Le'evit, goes on the Nezek and on the Shevis. So also it doesn't make any sense. What do you mean? The Shevis is only for the next month. And he's going to be an Eved for the next 2 years. So the Shevis is also, the whole Shevis belongs to the Yadon. Why should I say the Yadon is only entitled to the Peris? The Pashta says that the Shevis, like Tosis says, the Pashta says, the Shevis certainly goes, Tosis says. The Kosher, Shevis Tana Lama Liyah HaKolarav, El HaKolarav Gassina. No. Rav agrees with one half of what Abai says, there's nothing to argue about. That's the Mishnah, Daf Pei Zayinim and Aleph. Chayav Bevek Nayinu Shelo. So he's potter from Shevis. The Shevis belongs to the Yadon. And the other Abba Dvarim go to the Eved. So the Mishnah says like Abaye. And Rava just adds on a Knech over here. Rava says, an Eved Ivri, his whole goof is Meshubah to work for the Yadon. And because of the fact that someone else was Kateh Yadon, he's not able to do the same amount of work that he was able to do previously. So Tesis goes on a detour temporarily. The second Tesis is from the top of Peivavah Menalas, Dimamaschal Shevis. Tesis wants to ask, explain what are the dinim. What's the din if you have, I bought an Eved Ivri and it was understood it's going to work for me for 6 years. Then he's cholo. He gets sick for a month and he can't do anything. He can't function at all. He's sick in bed for a month. And after the month he goes back to work. So I bought him on Rosh Chodesh year. I bought him on Rosh Chodesh year and he should belong to me for the next 6 years and he should go free Rosh Chodesh year. So he wasn't able to work at all for a whole month. So does he have to make Tashlumen? I have a right to keep him till Rosh Chodesh Sivan. After the 6 years are up, I can keep him till Rosh Chodesh Sivan. So the Gemara says in Kiddushin, the different dinim. So the Gemara says, if it's Cholah less than half of the time. Normally an Eved Ivri is for 6 years. So if it's Cholah for less than 3 years, and he wasn't able to function at all during the time that it was Cholah, so the Eved doesn't have to make Tashlumen. If he's cholah for 4 years out of the six, cholah for the majority of the 6 years wasn't able to function at all during 4 years out of the six, then he's mechuyav to do tashlumen, not just to do tashlumen a year and a day. Let's say he was sick for 4 full years, he wasn't able to function at all. So if he would have only been sick for less than 3 years, he wouldn't have to make tashlumen. So now that he was sick for 4 years, so let him just make tashlumen a year and a day. And it'll turn out that he did work for 3 years. So the Gemara seems to say not so. The Prashup Shat in the Gemara Kiddushin says that if he's cholah for more than for rov of this man, then he has to make tashlumen for the whole zman. Prashup Shat, he has to make tashlumen for the whole zman. And what happens if he was cholah for 4 years out of the six, but not that he was mamish incapacitated, he couldn't function at all. He wasn't able to function normally. He wasn't able to drive around, drive his balabas and wash the laundry, wash the windows, but he was able to do bookkeeping, whatever. He could answer it as a secretary, could take messages on the telephone, could do a little bit of work. So then Tosfos says, if he's Yachol Lishmak, he's Shuin, or to be a Shomer HaPesach, if in the Chola Arba, if he's sick for the Rove of this man that is in Eved Ivri, and is not able to function normally, but is able to do a little bit of work, so then he doesn't have to make any tashlumen at all. So that's given. That's a Gemara Kiddushin. Those are the dinim. Those are the rules and regulations. But Medvar Mamur, the Gemara Kiddushin is talking, he was called, he got sick on his own. Not that someone sucked his eyes out, or someone cut off his arm. Here there's a Shaila. What happens if someone else is chayvel hakateh yarav d'shol chaveiro? Someone else was chayvel amay Eved Ivri, and he caused that he's unable to function. So the Eved Ivri is not mechuyev. Talking in case the Eved Ivri is not mechuyev to make any tashlumen here, because it's less than half. He was only incapacitated for less than half of the time, and even if he's incapacitated for more than half of the time, but he's able to function a little bit, he's able to function as a Shema HaPesach, a Shema Kishuot. So from the perspective of the Eved Ivri, doesn't have to make any tashlumen. But the shaila is the chevel b'chaveiroi, the one who broke off the Eved Zoham, and he caused it. If not for the fact that somebody was chevel bo, he would have been able to function well normally the whole 6 years. So it's someone else's fault. So does that person have to pay the Baal HaEved for the fact that he diminished the Eved's functionality? The Eved is not able to function fully. So this is the Chagrama ben Ezikin Potter. Chagrama ben Ezikin is Potter. If I break your arm, so I was mazik you. I was chayvel on you, I have to pay you. You happen to be at Eved Ivri, you have someone else. So because I broke your arm, so I'm a male, indirectly I'm being mafsid him. Because he sold himself, or Bezin sold him as an Eved Ivri to you, whatever. Either machru Bezin or macharatz. So indirectly I'm being mafsid to the Yodan, that the Yodan could have had more value from his Eved. The Yodan paid a lot of money for the Eved, thinking that it's going to work for him for 6 full years. In the full capacity, he's not able to. So that we assume that's Grama ben Ezikin. So you don't hold the Chayvel responsible to pay because of that. But the Shaila is, but when the Eved takes the job, when the Eved is either sold, either Mecher Atzma, Mecheru Bezdin, don't you say that the Eved is Meshabed himself, or the Bezdin, Hefke Bezdin Hefke? If you say the Bezdin, that's another Shaila. When you have a Mecheru Bezdin, what does it mean? Mecheru Bezdin means that Bezdin sells him, or Mecheru Bezdin means that Bezdin forces him to sell himself. That's a discussion in the recent Svarim. What's the definition of Machru Bezin? It doesn't make a difference over here. Even Machru Bezin means that Bezin sells him is based on Hefke Bezin. How can Bezin sell me as an Ivri? They're not the Balab Aidan Bachadabashani Shaloi. I can sell myself as an Eved Ivri. I own the right to my ability to earn money. I have the right to earn money. Every person has a right to earn money. So I have a right to sell myself as an Eved Ivri. A Nochri has a right to sell himself as an Eved Knaini. A Jew can't sell himself as an Eved Knaini. He's not a Knaini. Can't do anything about it. But the Jew has the ability to sell himself as an Eved Ivri. It's an Averi. He live in Yisrael, Avarim, Lavarim, Lavarim. It's not permissible, but he has the ability to do it. And in Achri, he has the ability to sell himself as an Eved Knaini. How does Bezin all of a sudden have the ability, have the right to sell someone else as an Eved Ivri? So the answer is, Hefke Bezin Eved. The Torah, either you say Bezin is koy for him to sell himself, or the Bezin sells him. Shaila, let's say if Machru Bezin, are they Shtar? So who writes the Shtar? The Bezin forces the Eved to write the Shtar? Or the Bezin writes the Shtar, we are selling Pliny as an Eved Ivri to you for the next 6 years. So that's a recent discussion, but it really doesn't make a difference over here in this Gemara. So Nachamol, so the Shaila, the Gemara, Rabbi raises a Shaila over here. Tosis says, Poshib Shat in the Gemara. Hakol doesn't go on Nezit, Tzavi, Peshevis, and Bosh. Hakol only goes on the two things that Abai was talking about. Which is difficult, because the Yad Malachi is one of the Sifri HaKlalim. Yad Malachi is a Sephardi from the 1700s. So he wrote in it's an encyclopedia. Yad Malachi is an encyclopedia alphabetically arranged. It's not an encyclopedia of Halacha, it's an encyclopedia of Midrash HaTorah and Reshus Ben. Klal HaPrat, Prat HaKlal, Stam Racha Kach Malfoikas, these kind of Midas. Midas in the Gemara, Midrash HaTorah and Reshus Ben, Torah Shema Peh, these kind of Midas. So that's the same time as the Chidor was writing all of his encyclopedias that are alphabetically arranged. So the Yad Malachi also has such an encyclopedia. And they were all as contemporaries, so they referred to each other. Each one refers to the other one's encyclopedia. So the Yad Malachi has this discussion. Does the word kol appear in the Tanakh or in the Gemara when it's less than three? If you're only talking about two things, does that make sense to say all? What do you mean all? In English also, Shaila. All the members of the board decided. Wait a minute, there are only two members on the board. What do you mean all? If there's only one member on the board, what do you mean? The presidium decided. What do you mean presidium? There's one person as the president. It's not the presidium. The rabbinate decided. There's only one member of the rabbinate. You don't call it rabbinate. It's not. If you have a whole bunch of rabbis. So they say the rabbinate decided, or the presidium decided, if you have more than one president. But if there's only one person, so it's not shy. What if you only have two? That's the shiloh over here. So that's the Yad Malachi has such a klal. He thinks that the word kol, ki mesa kol ha'anoshim ha'mavakshim es nafshecha. So Rashi quotes the Agadah that it's referring to Dosma Avira. So the Yad Malachi, the Afredim discusses, there's only two people. How can it say ki mesa kol ha'anoshim if there are only two people? It's only Dosma Avira. Okay. It's a question. But that's what he assumes. So that's a shaila in the Pirish and the Gemara. Rava says, ha'kol yinosein, he take all of the money. What all the money? So the Rambam learns, kipshut, nezek, tzari, pushavis, bashzol, chamish, is born. Not to be understood. why should the Adon have any rights at all to the Tsar and the Ripu and the Boshes? That's not to be understood. So Tosis learns the other Pshat in the Magen Mishnah, more Mstamer. It goes on the two. It goes only on the Nezek and the Shevis. So Astataina, how can the word Hakol, you give everything? How can you say everything if there are only two things that you're talking about? Is that good to Kashi? But L'chor Tosis has a strong Hecher. So then Tosis says further, what do you mean? You're going to take, Robert disagrees with Abaye and he says that what? The Nezek and the Shevis, you take and you invest it, and so in the days of the Gemara, the only investment they had was they bought karka, and it's making peris. The karka is always the peris. Today you can have other investments. You invested in some CD account, a government bonds, whatever, some kind of investment that you know for sure is not going to lose, is going to yield money. So Rava says you take the nezek and the shevis, you make an investment out of it. But habal oichol peris. The Baal is only oichol peris from the shevis. Why? The shevis, the Eved Ivri, is only incapacitated for a month. He's going to remain an Eved Ivri for another 2 years, for another year and a half. So why shouldn't the Adam be entitled to all of the shevis? So that's what Tosfos rereads the Gemara. You can't say that the Adam only gets the peris from the shevis. The whole shevis goes to the Adam. The Adam gets the peris from the Nezek. So it comes out that Rav is only disagreeing with one thing of Abayi, that's all. And the Tsar in the Ripu in the Boshes, no one ever disagreed. It goes to the Eved. Not Shaykh any machlokes. The Shevis for sure goes to the Yodon. Because the period of his incapacitation is going to end before the period of the Avdus is up. So the whole Shevis goes to the Yodon. Not that he just gets pips. The whole machlokes of Abayi Rav is on the Nezek. Abayi uses a funny lotion and calls it Shevis Gedol. He doesn't mean Shevis Gedol, it means Nezek. So Abayi says the Nezek goes to the Eved. Well, the Nezek doesn't go to the Yodon. And Rava says, no, you're right that it's only Grama ben Azikin that I chopped off the Eved Zom Hakter Yarav Deshachaver, and indirectly I made the Odon a Hefsid. The Eved doesn't have to make good. Tosis explains the Dinim. Bein Labai, Bein LeRava, that's given. The second Tosis, that's the Gemara Kedushin. Nobody disagrees. Bein Labai, Bein LeRava. Yeah, but I caused, by my being Chayvel in the Eved Ivri, I caused that the Odon is losing. He paid a fortune of money thinking he's going to get an Eved for full capacity for a full 6 years. And I caused that he's losing. So that's Grama ben Azikin. If I'm Chayvel in the Eved, so I'm a Chayvel, that's a Mazik be a dime to the Eved. But it's only indirect to the Adam. So that's Grama ben Azikin, I don't have to pay. But Rabbi says, Ataina, isn't the Eved Meshubit to the, isn't the Guf Eved Meshubit to the Adam? Either the Eved was Meshabit himself, or the Bezin was Matal on him a Shibut if it's Machru Bezin. The Bezin was Matal a Shibut. Isn't the Eved Meshub, the whole Guf of Eved, isn't Meshubit to the Adon to work for the 6 years? So the amount of the Nezik that the Chayvel has to pay to the Eved, the Adon should be entitled to the payers of that for the next number of years, as long as he's going to remain an Eved. The Guf of Eved is Meshubit to the Adon. So now the Guf Eved is worth less because this guy chopped off his arm. So he made a big lump settlement, he made a payment, whatever, because of the fact that he was Kater, Yarav Dushachver Kater Mamish. So that's considered part of the Guf of the Eved. So the Nebuch, he used to have Ramach Evarim, so now he has 240. He's missing an arm, he's missing a couple of fingers, and missing this, that's 230 Evarim, whatever. So the 230 Evarim, plus the 18, the money for the 18 missing Evarim, this is all the Guf Eved is Meshubit to the Yadon. So the Yad, how long Meshubit to the Yadon? Till the end of the Sheish. So that's why Rabbi Taina is that the Yadon should be entitled to the Rebach from that, because it's Meshubit. Why does Abayi hold not so? Why does Abayi hold not so? So I thought a Harif is that it's Abayi v'Rabbi l'Shitasim. It's a wonderful Harif said that it's backwards. My Shitasa happens to be backwards. I didn't have a chance to check any Girsois, but I don't think all the Girsois in the world are not going to help over here. I don't think it's Shaykh. On Kuf Yud Gimel, the Gemara has, I think it's related to this. Even if the Lushitasa is not accurate, it's a Lehepa, but it's still, it's an important Gemara to know, and I think it is related. The Gemara Kuf Yud Gimel Amidala, going on with the Kuf Yud Gimel Amidbeis, has a discussion of how we relate to the Nochrim regarding Didim Amunus. So the Gemara has on the bottom, Gemara has about 6-7 lines from the bottom of Kukyud Gimel Amad Aleph. The Tani Yisrael by the tiny letter Gimel. Yisrael Knani Anas Shebo Ledin. So the Rambam has the Girsa here, Yisrael by other Kochavim Shebo Ledin. A Jew and a non-Jew who's an Ovid Avodah Zarah come for a court case. They used to, the non-Jews used to respect the Jewish courts. The Jewish courts were known for their honesty. And so that sometimes even non-Jewish people who had a court case against other non-Jews would come to a Jewish court. They told me that in Europe that was the common practice. Non-Jews would have a court case against other non-Jews. Instead of going to the secular court, go to the Rabbanim. They felt the Rabbanim would be more honest. They wouldn't take any bribes. I mean, they give an honest, reasonable psak. As opposed to the secular courts, you can never tell what you can expect. He told me years ago, about 15 years ago, I visited in Toronto. So before I gave the shurim there, so the Rabbanim having their meeting, so they're talking about the local Bezin. They said the Bezin has such a good reputation that non-Jewish people have court cases against other non-Jews come to their courts. Because if you go to the secular court, you can wait 10 years till your case will come up. And of course, your fortune for lawyers. And you go to the Jewish court, it's not going to take years. It'll take a couple of weeks till they'll have time to take care of it. And it won't cost any money for any lawyers. You just present the case, and the Rabbanim will argue out the faults of each, the merits of each case. And they'll give you an honest psak. They'll give you just as good a psak as you get in a secular court. So the Gemara has the case that a Jew and an Ovid Avodah Zarah came to court, to a Jewish bezin, for a decision. So the Braisa says like this, Imati Yochel is Akev. We have to gun out against the Nochri Ovid Avodah Zarah. We're gunning out against him. Imati Yochel is Akev Adina Yisrael. If he can see to it that Yisrael should win the court case following Choshe Mishpat, Zakehu, acquit the Jew, V'amor lo, tell the Nochri, kach dinenu. That's our law. That's what it says in Choshe Mishpat. Imati Yochel is Akev Adina Anochrim. And if according to secular law, the Jew will win the case, Zakehu, see to it that the Jew wins, V'amor lo, tell the Nochri, kach dinchem. That's what it says in the secular law. What kind of shtick is that? Why do we cheat the Nochri? So the Rambam is clear over here. It's not a Nochri. He's an Ovid Avodah Zarah. We're gunning out again. What's the real din? What's the real din? Which din has jurisdiction over here? The Choshe Mishpat or the secular law? So the halacha says the secular law. If one of the two parties or both of the parties involved are nochrim, then the halacha says adina de machus adina. Then the secular law has jurisdiction. So if according to secular law the Jew wins, that's the ikar adin. If according to secular law the nochri wins, but this nochri happens to be an ovid avodah zarah and we want to penalize him, so then the braisa says the penalty is if according to Jewish law the Jew is entitled to win, even though Jewish law should not apply over here because one of the parties involved is a Nochri. So we penalize the Nochri, Ovid Avodah Zarah. Knani Anos means he's a Nochri, Ovid Avodah Zarah. We penalize him. What if he's not an Ovid Avodah Zarah? Just a nice Nochri? Not an Ovid Avodah Zarah. So then you don't penalize him. So which din do you follow? Then you follow Dina de Machusa. That's the Chazanish points out. Pashup Shat and the Gemara. Divrei Rabbi Shmuel. And then the Rabbi Shmuel said the last part. Vimlav, what happens if you can't be Mezakeh Yisrael, neither according to Dina the Malchus nor according to Dina Yisrael? So then he says, we try to drag. Rabbi Shmuel says, we are out gunning out to penalize this Nochri Ovid Avodah Zarah. So we drag as much as we can. Boy Mala Bakifim, we try to drag and try to penalize the Ovid Avodah Zarah that he shouldn't win the court case. Because Ovid Avodah Zarah doesn't deserve to have any money. Rabbi Akiva, he may not allow to do that. And Boy Mala Bakifim, thank Kiddush Hashem. It's a chil Hashem, you're not allowed to do that. Frag Gemara Akasha, why does Rabbi Akiva say? Because it's a chil Hashem, Kiddush Hashem. Rabbi Akiva, the only reason why you're not allowed to do that is because time of day, Kiddush Hashem. Or like Kiddush Hashem, if not for that problem, boyim, he would agree with Rabbi Shmuel that you dray until you penalize the Nochri. Frag the Gemara, the Gezel Kanani Mishori. I bet Rabbi Akiva holds the Gez Lakim is also. There are Tanoim who disagree. All the Gez Lakim is Mutter. But Rabbi Akiva holds not so. Agamar doesn't quote those who think that Gezel Lakim is mutter. The Tap Taisus on Amid Bey says, Hanitanoim, Bab Mitzi Dav Kuram, Sabi Gezel Lakim mutter, that they disagree with Rabbi Akiva. Agamar only quotes the Tanoim, Agamar only quotes Rabbi Akiva, who thinks that Gezel Lakim is awesome. Why should Gezel Lakim be mutter? Why should anybody think that Gezel Lakim is mutter? So the Yamsha Shlomo writes over here on this daf. The Marshal writes on the Yamsha Shlomo. He doesn't understand why anybody thinks that Gez Lakam is awesome. He said, why? He says the Torah was given to Bnei Israel. So of course Gez Lakam is Mutter. So the later Achrenim said they don't understand what is the Chacham Tzvi and the other say. The Torah was given to Bnei Israel, and the Baruch Shalom told the Jewish people we're not allowed to steal from the Nachar. What do you mean the Torah was given to Bnei Israel? Of course it was given to us. And the Torah tells us we're not allowed to steal, so we're not allowed to steal from the Nachar either. The Gemara says to give tzedakah to a nochri. You're not mechuyev mikra, then you're not mechuyev to give tzedakah. The Gemara says mefarnes la'aniyakim u'maniyisom ifnei darkei shalom. A special reason. La'mikra did me din tzedakah would appear from the Gemara. You're not mechuyev to give tzedakah, or to be mevakuchei leitzal nochri ifnei darkei shalom, or to be koyver meisim shalakum ifnei darkei shalom. The Gemara in Gittin says, well, why not mikra did? So the pashtus is mitzvah saseh shemirah machaveh. You're only mechuyev to Yisraelim who are mechuyev to do back to you. The nochem are not mechuyev in these mitzvahs to do gemilas chasadim. So mikaradin manator are not mechuyev to do for them. They're not mechuyev to do back for us. But as far as less asset concern, to cheat the nochri, to steal gezel. So gezelok is not based on reciprocity. You don't just say I'm not allowed to steal from you because you're not allowed. Happens the nochri is taka not allowed to steal from me. Gezel is when the Sheva Mitzvah's been enough. But even without that, the Pashto says that the Isurim, the Adam Lachaver, like, you're not allowed to talk Lashon Hara. You have to say, you're not allowed to talk Lashon Hara about Ploidy because he's not allowed to talk Lashon Hara about you. That's not why. You're not allowed to talk Lashon Hara, period. Even if he is allowed to talk Lashon Hara against you. It happens that Lashon Hara against the Nachri is Mutter. L'sel Chirachel Bamecha. Bamecha is Memayit Akum. It depends what kind of Lashon Hara. If I'm going to talk Lashon Hara and I'm going to ruin his marriage, I'm going to ruin his business, I'm going to destroy his reputation, that's Mamash Chayvel B'Chaveiroi. So that's also by Nachri also. If it's Lashon Hara, let's say the Lashon Hara that we always talk around the table, that guy's an idiot and he talks like a moron and this, so he's not really mopsed him. But the Torah says we're not allowed to talk like that because there may, in some indirect fashion, it may be a Grama Ben Ezik and Azasa. It may cause him a Hefsin. It may. So that kind of Lashon Hara against an Nachri, that's what's permissible. But outright Lashon Hara, to go tell his wife all terrible things and she's going to divorce him, or to go talk Lashon Hara and to ruin his whole business, to ruin his whole reputation, that's a real Lisa Chayv al-Mazi. So that's also even Keneged an Nachri. So the Pashto says that the Isurim Beit Adam HaVeiroi, those should apply even with Gabi Nachri. So these, again, Zalfakir, this Yam Shel Shlomo is very strange. Yamshe Shlomo says he doesn't understand why anybody holds that Gezel Akam is Asa. He thinks Gezel Akam should be Mutter Fakert. The burden of proof is on the others. The Pashto says Gezel Akam should certainly be Asa. Mitzvah should be Adam Lachaber. The Gemara says Tzedokah. If Aris Aman Yakim Aman Yisov Im Tnei Dark Yisholm, you need a new special reason. Koivrim Aman Yakim Im Evak Mecholim and so on. That you have to go out of your way to do Mitzvah should be Adam Lachaber to Bidei Noyach. So that's that you have to come on to new reasons why, because mitzvah says shabbat al machaver only apply when there's going to be reciprocity. And nachar man not mechuyev to reciprocate. But as far as loisess are concerned, mikir adin the pashtus all the loisess shabbat al machaver should apply. So fakir the burden of proof is on the other tanoim. Why should there be any tanoim who think that gezel akam is mutter? That's the shaila. So the rishonim say on the gemara earlier. In Bava Kamma, and Lamed Ches Amud Aleph, the Gemara quotes from Chavakuk. Amad Vaymoided Eretz Rov Ayat Egoin. That's the Haftarah of Shavuos, I think. So the Gemara says, Amad Vaymoided Eretz Ma Ro. It's about 20 lines from the top of Lamed Ches Amud Aleph. Afia Mehar Koron. Liporn hafiyam amonam liYisrael. Amad vaymaided eretz. Maror rosh evim mitzvah shenistav aleim in enech v'lo kimum. Amad v'heglosam yalad masam. So the Gemara says, liporn hafiyam amonam liYisrael was a punishment to the Umas Olam. At the time of Maimon Har Sinai, HaKadosh Baruch Hu saw that the Umas Olam were not observing the Sheva mitzvahs b'nei Noach. Rosh evim mitzvah shenistav aleim in enech v'lo kimum. He saw they're not observing them. So it says, "Liparin hafiyam amonim leisrael." He was matter their moment. He was mata the Yisrael lo sigzal. That's how it says in the Yireim. There is a kosov you have to say. Some other Rishonim say that at the time of Har Sinai, HaKadosh Baruch Hu declared that the Umas Olam should be considered as if they're avodim to Bnei Yisrael and kol mashekon eved kon rabo. So the moment belongs to the Bnei Yisrael. So you have to come up with some kind of an explanation. Even if you're going to darshan psukim to say that gezel akum is mutam in HaTorah, you have to give some explanation. Why should it be so? Because the pashtus is that it certainly should be yosef. The burden proof is on the Tanoim who say that it's mutter. Anyway, so Rabbi Kiva holds that it's us. Rabbi Kiva holds that gezel akum is us. Not only because of chilul Hashem. Gemara says he holds that gezel akum is us. Gemara quotes a brice. Sure. That's what it sounds like. So then the Gemara says, but there are a few exceptions to the rule. One is avedas akum, because it says l'chol avedas achicha. L'chol avedas achicha. Here the Gemara 20 lines from the top of Kufyud Gimel Amud Beis. L'chol avedas achicha l'chicha atamachzer avedu atamachzer l'knayni. The Gemara says, wait a minute. L'achicha atamachzer avedu means I'm mechuyev to bend over and pick up the avedu. I find something that obviously belongs to a nachri. It clearly does not belong. It was not dropped by a Jew. So maybe l'chol avedas achicha is just my mind. You're not mechuyev to go pick it up. But once you pick it up, and it doesn't belong to you, that's your outright gezel akum. So who says that in the pasuk? It tells you that you can keep. It just says no mitzvah shebiradam lachaveiroi. There's no mitzvah shebiradam lachaveiroi. Hashavas aveda. The emah hanimil hech deloy asaliyad. Maybe it only means deloy mechayv lahaduri basra. You're not mechayv to go chase after it and to chase after the one who lost it. Avle hech dasaliyad emah lahedra. But if I picked it up, maybe that's already gezel akum. If I have it and I use it and it belongs to somebody else, that's outright gezel. No, it says in mitzasa dasoliyo de mashma. The word umitzasa, the parsha over there says, if you found that aveda, only aveda sachicha. Sounds like even though you picked it up already, dasoliyo de mashma, if it's aveda sakum, you can keep it. Okay, so aveda sakum is mutter, even if you assume gezel akum is also. That's the Gemara. Then the Gemara says that hafkos havasa is mutter. That's 10 lines from the top. Of course, avos is muta. If I owe money to the nachri, I don't have to pay back the money. Only gezel akum, the outright to put my hand into his pocket and to take his money. But if I owe him money, so then that's avos avos. You're not mechuyev to pay it back, unless it's going to be a case of chilul Hashem. Fine. That's the Gemara. So then the Gemara discusses this contradiction. There are two quotations of Rabbi Akiva. That's how it started on Amud Aleph, the whole discussion. Rabbi Akiva says you're not allowed to be boy mola ba'akifim because of chilul Hashem. So Gemara has to cash it. The only consideration is chilul Hashem, but if not for that, there's no problem. What happened to gezel akum? We know Rabbi Akiva is of the opinion gezel akum is also. There are other Tanaim who disagree. Rabbi Akiva holds that gezel akum is also. That's how it sounds from the Rambam. The last line on the daf. Shbar Rabbi Akiva mizifirin. He said, "Menayim v'gez lakum shuasa tamulam achrinim kugulke quotes a pasuk." Sounds like gez lakum is also menater. So the Gemara asks this contradiction. So the Gemara says on the third line, "Amar Rabbi Yosef loy kasha." One goes be nachri, one goes be gertosha. Gertosha is a half Jewish. Gertosha is a nachri who is mekabel olu sheva mitzvahs b'nei noyach. So he's still a nachri. Still a nachri. It's a problem. What he means mekabel olu sheva mitzvahs b'nei noyach? He's mechuyev, but he's mekabel not mekabel. So what changes? It's a question. Somehow there are separate dinim. There are different dinim for the ger toshav. Ger toshav is a mitzvah to give to tzedakah min hater, mitzvah l'achyosai. And in Golus is a different. So here and there the couple of dinim that are slightly different. Okay. Very few differences, but there are slight. Ger toshav, why is it called ger toshav? Imcha yeshet b'ker becho. Normally the din is you're not permitted to allow any nochim to live in Eretz Yisrael. And the ger toshav was mekabel olav shevim mitzvahs b'nayach is mutar to let him live in Eretz. That's why it's called ger toshav im chayeshav b'kirbel. So first the Gemara suggests maybe that's the teretz in the stira and Rebbe Akiva, that the one source that Rebbe Akiva says gezel akum is also goes only on a ger toshav and a regular nachri who's even though he's not an avid avodah zarah, so then we would say gezel akum is also. Amalei Abayis, Abayitanis, what are you talking about? Rabbi Gabi Adodik Sibi, they're both psukim of Rebbe Akiva. They're both talking about the same person. They're talking about a regular nachri. It's not talking about a ger toshav. A regular nachri, Rebbe Akiva holds that gezel akum is also. Elo Marove, about the 10 lines on the top. Elo Marove, Loikashi, Kam Mizela, Kam Havkos, Havosa. Havkos, Havosa, is Mutter, and Gzela is Osa. So the pasuk that says that Gezelakam is Osir, which pasuk is that? V'chishavim koinehu, that's on the top two lines on the Yomar, on Kuf Yigimel and Beis. Chivish koinehu goes, if a Jew sold himself as an eved ivri to a nochri. That's the last Rashi on Oman Aleph. Achri nimka ve'eved ivri an nimka le'nochri ba'shuk mishtoi. Eved ivri sold himself a mecher atzmo. Bezin is not going to sell him to a nochri. He sold himself. Eved ivri an nimka le'nochri. So that pasuk says v'chishavim kaneu, he's not allowed to cheat his odol. So Rava says the reason why, because that's gezel. So gezel akum is aser. And the other pasuk, the other brisa, the first brisa, Rabbi Akiva says the only reason why you're not allowed to derei in the court case between the Jew and the Ebed Abed Azorah, you're not allowed to be boa lo bakifin to derei, is because it will cause a chil Hashem, and the Nochri will find that later on. So what do you have to come on to the reason of Chil Hashem? Why don't you just say that Gez Lakim is Osir? Moshe says, no, that goes on of course of Osir. I'm not stealing any money. There's a court case between one Jew and the other, so we just tell the Jew, you're potter from paying. You don't have to pay the money to the Nochri. It's not Gezel. It's of course of Osir, so that's Mutter. So Abai yes, the Kasha to Rav. Here's the Machlokes Abai v'Rav that I was thinking of. Omalei Abai, so Abai asks to Rav, how did you farem for this theory between the two sources, the two brises of Rabbi Akiva, the pasuk the chishavim kanehu, that gezel is aser. So he said that goes on in eved ivri. The eved ivri sold himself to the nochri, and he has to work for 6 years, and he's got to cheat the yadon, and he's not going to give him the full service. So Rabbi says that's gezel mamish. If it would have been only half kos havas, it would have been mutter. So Abai says, but that's not gezel mamish. What do you mean he sold himself to the nochri? The Nochri paid him in advance for his services, for the work, for the next 6 years. Let's say if you have a maid who does work around the house. So sometimes the maid asks if you can pay her in advance. Okay, so you pay her in advance. You pay the beginning of the week instead of the end of the week. Sure. You pay in the beginning of the week. So over here, a man sold himself as an eved ivri. What is he? Meshuga? Why sold himself as an eved ivri? He needs money. He has to marry off his daughter. Whatever. So he sells himself as an eved ivri. What does it mean? He's selling his services for the next 6 years and he wants you to pay him in advance. So when you paid him in advance, he owes you services, is meshubah, the eved ivri is meshubah to the goy she'odon for the next 6 years. So if he's going to drei and not do the full 6 years of work, why is that gezel akum? That's only half kos havasai. So how come it says over there, that's the sorcerer of Akiva says gezel akum is osir, chishavim kaneu, yidaktikim kaneu, not to cheat the yodon. Because gezel akum is mutter, omalei abaye, so abaye tain is with rove, omalei abaye, eved ivri havkos hava asayhu. The rove's teretz is not a valid teretz. The eved ivri is not gezel. Gezel is when you steal a biyet. This is havkos hava asay. So the Gemara says, rove goes l'shitasay. Rove holds that the eved ivri, when he sells himself to the nochri, it's not that he got paid in advance for the services that he didn't do yet. And he's meshubit to do the services, and if he doesn't, and he walks off with the money, he doesn't do the services, of course, havasai. He didn't live up to his obligation. No, rabba the shitasai. Rabba the time, the abarabba. Eved ivri gufa kone. That's in Kiddush and Daf Tezayin. Rabba said that eved ivri is gufa kone, not only when he's sold to a Jew, even if the eved ivri is sold to a non Jew. That's the whole context over here. Even when the eved ivri is sold to a nochri, you still say gufa kone. So rabba holds that that's gezon mamish. So it seems like a machloikas abai v'rove, what's the nature of the understanding of the vort of an eved ivri? That Abai says that it's only shibudim. All it is shibudim. The eved ivri gets money paid in advance. Let's say a worker agrees to fix my roof before the winter. I'm afraid in the summertime it doesn't rain. In the winter it rains, it's going to rain, there's a leak, it's going to ruin all the furniture and all the swarm. So he agrees to fix the roof. So he agrees, he's meshubah to do the job. Then the Ramam has, he's going to quit on me the last minute, the day before it starts to rain, and he doesn't fix the roof, and I don't have enough time to go get another roofer to fix the roof. So the Ramam writes that any hezek that's caused because of his quitting, he had no right to quit in such, any hezek that's caused, he's obligated to pay for. because he was meshabed himself to fix the roof. So there's a shibud. A worker has a job, has a shibud. There is a din. A worker has a right to quit. Well, unless it's going to cause a hefsid to the balabas. Like over here, he quits the last minute. He decides to take off to Florida at the last minute. I don't have another roofer to fix the roof. And I was relying on him. So then he has no right to quit. Or anyone, let's say, a Rebbe in a yeshiva decides to quit. He's going to quit today. So where are they going to get a good Rebbe for tomorrow? So if they have, if they can get a good Rebbe for tomorrow, is no problem. So the Rebbe has a right to quit. But if it's not going to be so easy, and the Talmidim are going to be wasting time, there's going to be a lot of bickles man till they get a good Rebbe, till they figure out how they're supposed to teach and so on, then the Rebbe is not allowed to quit in the middle. These are details within the din of poel. So the principle is that a poel is meshubed. The Rambam writes, a poel mechuyev lavet b'chol koich, a poel is mechuyev to put in a full day's work. It is meshubed to do the work up until the time that he quits. Then the rules and regulations, which poel has a right to quit, and the poel has a right to quit, when does he have the right to quit? The rules and regulations, Mishnais and Bav Metzia and Gemara is about it. Fine. So that's the shaila over here. What's the nature of an evidivri? So Abayi says, all it is hafkoas halvosa. Evidivri is the same as a poel. He was mishabin himself in advance for the next 6 years full of work, and he can't quit in the middle of the job. He can't quit in the middle of the job. The rules and regulations, when you have a right to quit, when not. So here the evidivri cannot quit. That's all it is. Abayi thinks that it's regular hafkos havasai. And Rava says it's not true. Evidivri is gufo konis. It is the shad according to Rava. Evidivri is gufo konis and no shibudim. Rava holds the guf of the evidivri belongs to the Adon. So the no shibudim, or he says in addition to what Abayi says, that the evidivri is meshuba to work for the Adon, in addition to that, it's also gufo konis to the Adon. It's not gufa kana legamri, that's the gemara in the end of Bav Metzia. The gemara says, so samer is evidivri and gufa kana. The gemara in the end of Bav Metzia says, evidivri gufa kana, evidivri and gufa kana, the difference between evidivri and evidivri. So all the Rishonim ask, astira between the two gemaras, that here the gemara says on our daf kuf yud gimel, so samer is evidivri gufa kana, that's in Kiddushin, he says, so samer is. Rabbah proves it from a braisa. Here he just makes a statement, evidivri gufa kana. And then the Gemara says evidivri is not gufa kana. So some Rishonim say it's a machlokes. And Taisa says it's not a machlokes. Taisa says it means different things. Evidivri is not and evidkanani is gufa kana kishor v'chamoro. Evidkanani belongs to the Yodin kishor v'chamoro. Evidivri is not gufa kana kishor v'chamoro. Evidivri is gufa kana like a deka leperis. That's how the Miri writes in Kiddushin on Daf Tezayin. It gives that mashal. Just like the Gemara has a concept. I can't sell you the peiris that are going to grow next year. Tavshin samaches, that's a davish lo baliyom. I can't sell a davish lo baliyom, but the trees are here. The trees I can sell, but I don't want to sell you the trees that should belong to you forever. That the peiris that will grow forever and ever should belong to you. I just want to sell you the peiris that are going to grow next year. But that's the peiris that are going to grow next year is davish lo baliyom. So the Gemara says a solution: sell them the deka lip peirosav. Sell them the ownership of the tree. With respect to partial ownership, with respect to the parents that are going to grow, Tavshin Samaches. So that's a way to solve the issue, that's a way to solve the problem of Dovash Labalion. You sell Deka Lepe Roysav. If you sell a Deka Lepe Roysav, so you get around the problem of Dovash Labalion. So you can sell a Kinya Lachatzayn, I sell a Deka Lepe Roysav, Shal Shnas Tavshin Samaches. So that's how you solve the problem. So that's what the Mibri writes a Loshon there. But Ibri Gufa Kana means, the Achraim have the Loshon also. The Makna writes like that. Makna didn't have any Mibri, he writes also like that. That Ibri Gufa Kana means like a Dekala Peirosa. Ibri Kanani Gufa Kana Ligamre, Kishor Vachamara. And Ibri ain't Gufa Kana to the same extent as an Ibri Kanani. But Ibri Gufa Kana, Kidekala Peirosa. So the Shaila is when Robert disagrees with Abba, he says that Ibri Gufa Kana, Dekala Peirosa. Does he disagree totally? He says that there's no element of shibudim. The eved is not meshubet to the adon. It's just that the eved belongs to the adon. They say no. What do you mean? In addition to being meshubet to the adon, what Abayi said is certainly true. The eved is meshubet to the adon. In addition to being meshubet to the adon, the eved is also connected to the adon. Gufa konoi kedekel peiros. Yeah. Let's say if I own a shor v'hamor. So is the Shor v'Chamor mechuyev to work for me? Shor v'Chamor is not a person. It's not a human being. Can't have shibudim. I own a Shor v'Chamor, so I can make the Shor v'Chamor work for me. So I'll beat him up, and he'll understand now that the Shavah Hamar will understand. He'd better do the work that I'm encouraging him to do. I'm going to give him another Zetz. By Yevet Ivri, if you're just going to say the Rabbi disagrees with Abai, he holds that it's not true. What Abai said is not true. The Yevet Ivri is not Meshubit to do any work at all. It's just that he's Kanei. Yevet Ivri Gufa Kanei. He's Gufa Kanei. Kedeka Leperis Kishor V'Hamor Lachatzoin. It's Kishor V'Hamor. Not 100% Kishor V'Hamor. It's like a Deka Leperis. So the Yevet Ivri belongs to the Adam with respect to work. So what makes him a Chayiv to do the work? So the Adam has a right to make me work. I have a right to try to avoid it. I have a right to try to avoid doing the work. If you're not going to hold like Abai says the Yevet Ivri is Meshubit to do the work. If you're going to say that Rabbi disagrees with Abai totally, then Akatz al Akatz, he says you're wrong. The Yevet Ivri doesn't have any Shibudim at all. It's only Gufa Kanei. So then it's at this problematic. So why is the Yevet Ivri Mechuyev to do any work? Let him lazy around all day long where the Adon comes. He'll better make believe he's doing some work, or the Adon's gonna get angry at him. But if the Adon is not around, so let him lazy around all day long. So the Pashtus is not allowed to be lazy all day long. The Yevet Ivri Alpi Pashtus is Meshubit. So the Pashtus is that Rava agrees with Abai that the Yevet is Meshubit. Either he was Meshabit himself, or the Bezin was Matal Shibit Amhil by Machur Bezin. The Pashtus is that what Abai said is true. Rav is saying, in addition to what Abai said, that it's Hafkos Havasa, there's a Shibud, in addition to that, it's also Gufa Kodim, so it's worse than Hafkos Havasa, it's Gezel Mamish. But the Pashtus is that there is a Shibud. Or one could learn, I don't know exactly how you're going to understand it. One could perhaps assume that Rav disagrees totally with Abai. Rav holds that there's no Shibud, it's only Gufa Kodim. So that's what I thought before I looked up the Gemara, so I remember there's a Machlokes Abai, but Rav. Whether there's a shibud on the Eved to do work on the Eved Ivri, to do work for the Adon, well, it's not that the Eved is Meshubit, the Eved is Gufa Konan. So I thought that maybe that's the Machloikis Abai over here. Yeah. I thought maybe that's the Machloikis. Abai says, you give the Nezik to the Adon. Aye. But the one who's Choybo Bachaveira caused the Hefzit to the Adon, so the indirect Hefzit, that's Grama Ben Ezik and his Potter. And the Eved doesn't have to make restitution, he doesn't have to make any tashlumen. That's what the second Tosfos, Shev is G'day, Lam Pei Vav, Tosfos quotes in the Gemara Kiddushin. If Chol, even more than Sholosh, if he's doing some Shem Kishuin work, or Shem HaPesach work, he's able to function a little bit, even Chol Arba, even Chol more than half, also he doesn't have to make any tashlumen. So the Shailet said, there's a Machloik, has Abai Barava here, Abai says, the money that the Choyva Bachavera pays to the Eved B'Torres Nezek does not Meshubit to the Yodon. You don't say that the whole Ramachi Vorm of the Eved were Meshubit to the Yodon, and now that I was Kotei Yarav the Shalchavera, so he only has 130 Evorim, and the missing 18 Evorim, that's what I paid for, so that money is now Meshubit. Like the 130 Evorim are Meshubit, so now the missing 18 Evorim has paid money, so that money is Meshubit. So Abai says, no, there ain't no such thing. The Eved is not Meshubit to do work for the Yodon. And Rava disagrees, and Rava says, no, you have to invest that money that he gives for the Karen, the money that he gives for the Shevis, that you don't invest. Tosfos says, that all goes to the Yodon, totally. The Shevis goes all to the Yodon. That's what Tosfos argues. The Shevis goes to the Yodon. And the Nezek, Rava says, is Meshubit to the Yodon. Yeah, it would have been a nice Lashitosa. The only thing is, two Chesreinus. First of all, it's backwards. And secondly, the Pashtus is that Rava doesn't disagree with Abaye that there's a Shibud. Rava agrees that the Gufa of the Yevet is Meshubud. Otherwise, what's Mechayev the Yevet to do any work? Let him lazy around all day long till the Yodin comes. They both agree that he's Meshubud. Rava just adds on, it's not only Hafkos Havasa, it's worse than that. In addition to being Hafkos Havasa, because there is a Shibud, it's also Gezel Mamish, there's Gezel of Ebyen, because Yevet Ivri is Gufa Kon. You have to say that everybody agrees here. Everybody agrees that if the Eved enters into the state of Avdus with the 248 Evorim, so all Ramach Evorim are Meshubit to do the work. But then in the middle, HaKotei Yad Avdus Shalchaber, now he only has 130 Evorim. So now you pay him the money, the value, so to speak, the value of the 18 missing Evorim. So Abai says, what do you mean? So this is considered as if you would attach another arm to him, if you would organ transplant, You take an arm from someone else and put it on him. Now he has 248 Avar. See, what are you going to say? No, only the original 100 and the original 230 are Meshuvah. The new 18 Avarim that are attached to him are not Meshuvah. Some of the extra 18 Avarim that were just sewed on blends in to become part of the Eved, and all the Ramach Avarim are Meshuvah. But you cut off his arm, and there is no organ transplant in the days of the Gemara. You're not going to sew on another arm. He's missing the arm, so the Torah says you have to pay Nezik. So the Nezik is considered as if it's attached. That's not Zabai. I would agree with Abai over here. I agree with Abai. The money that you pay the Torah's Nezik, the Rambam writes a Lashon, it's a Pshashtik ala Knas. It's a Knas. It's not that now it's considered as if you sewed on the missing 18 Avarim onto the other. If those Avarim are gone, they're not going to grow back again. Goodbye. You can say goodbye to them. It's Allah, you have to pay Nezik. So Abai says, why should you say that the money that was paid for the 18 Avarim that he cut off should be Meshubah to the Yadon? The Guf Eved is Meshubah to the Yadon. And if this Rabbah disagrees, he passed like Rabbah. Rabbah disagrees, says no. But since the Torah says that the Nezik, the Dmei Nezik, is paid to take the place of the missing Avarim, and the Avarim were Meshubah to do the work to the Yadon, I think everybody agrees with what Abai says. I think Rabbi also agrees with Abai. Everyone agrees with that. Rabbi just adds on to Abai, Gufa Kona.
Why can't you just say, like we were saying before, that everyone agrees that there's a Shibud, but how is a Shibud created? Is it Dekel Leperosov, or is it just Tama Shibud? I mean, there wasn't a Kinyan Lechatzon. It was just Meshabed himself. But if you have a Kinyan Dekel Leperosov, there's a Kinyan in the Guf HaDavar with respect to the Peros. So if it's Shaykh to say that there's Dmei Nezek, because the halakim in the body are shaykh to me because I have a kinyan in the guf hadavar with respect to the payers. But according to Abai, holds it's a stam shibud, so there's no kinyan in the guf hadavar at all. So the avarim have no shaykhs to the adam.
That what?
If you have a kinyan...
Abai holds that what? That it's only a shibud.
Right.
Yeah.
So then the Avarim have no shaykh. The Dmei Nezek has no shaykhs to the.
But you want to say this is a lishitasa?
Yeah.
What? Nachamal.
The Rabbi holds the stam shibud.
It's only a shibud.
So I have no kinyan in
the. So once he's missing the Avarim, the money that's paid, that's not the Avarim.
Hashayinkin, if I have a kinyan in
the. If he owns a bailus on it, and this Nezek is paid, the Nezek is paid because of the ownership of the Avarim, and the Avarim belong to the Yadin with respect to the right to make money. So then the Adam should have the right to the money also. Could be this Lishitos. Okay. Could be this Lishitos. Could well be. Whatever the Hezber is, okay, that's a good Hezber. Whatever the Hezber is, that's the Machlokes that Abai holds. Nezek goes to the Adam. Nezek goes to the Adam. And Rava has a Chiddush, and we pass like Rava. Hakateya Rebidim Shel Chaver. Abai Omar. Nezek goes to the Yadon. Nezek goes to the Yevid. The only thing that goes to the Yadon is the Sheves Ketano. Sheves. Because the Sheves, he's going to be incapacitated for a short period of time, and he's going to be an Evid for longer than that. So the whole Sheves goes to the Yadon. And Rav Alpi Pashtus only disagrees on the Nezek. He doesn't disagree on the Sheves. Rav Amar, Akol Yinosein, it doesn't really make a difference what the Gears is going to be here. It means the Adon is, and Rava says the Adon is entitled to the Adon is entitled to the Peris on the Dmei HaNezek, just like the Adon is entitled to have the Eved work for him with the 230 Avarim that he has. So the 18 Avarim that the Chayil Bachaver chopped off and the Chayil paid for it, so that money is Meshubah to the Adon. So that money is Meshuvah to the Yadon. Sure. Now the Gemara comments. This Machlokes Abai v'Rava, whether the Yadon is entitled to the Peiris, to the Rebbe, to the Peiris of the Dmei HaNezek, this is only if it's after Sein Mikaspei Legabe the Yadon. Because of the fact that it's Keter Yarav the Shalchaver, cut off his arm, so the Abbot is no longer able to do a regular full day's work. I bought an Eved Ivri to do work around the house, to fix the roof, and to do all kinds of things. Now the most they can do is Hashem Kishun and Hashem Pesach. So the Adon is losing. What if the Hezek was Pshita in the following case? There's nothing to discuss. What if Piches eats Latz Meitzel Rabbi like Piches? If the Chayil B'chaver is not cut out Yadav, the Shalchaver didn't cut off his arm, and there's a Hefsid moment to the Balabas. Hefsid is only Grama Benazikin to the Balabas. But still there's Hefsid. What if his Piches eats Latz Meitzel Rabbi like Piches Echidomi? A case, the paske l'resh one, he chopped off the tip of his ear, or l'resh nechire, he topped off the chip, he chopped off the tip of his nose. So the tip of his ear, the tip of his nose, is not doesn't prevent him from doing a full day's work. He can do regular work. All right, when he chops it off, he's going to be incapacitated for a week or so, till he gets better. So that's the Shevis. So that nezik, is they all agree. Rav is not going to disagree with Abai. Rav is not going to say that the Odin is entitled to the Peiris, that you have to invest the money in a bank account and the Odin is entitled to the Peiris. The Odin gets his full work. The Odin gets the whole Shevis when he's not able to work at all. And the Odin is not entitled to any of this. The only time there's a machlokes Abai v'Rav is Piches Eitzel Rabbi. So what does it mean? Piches Eitzel Rabbi. So the old girsa was, Tosis says, Piches Eitzel Rabbi, Eitzel Atzman Loi Piches. So Tosis says, what? Piches Eitzel Rabbi, Eitzel Atzman Loi Piches. Then it's a plukta d'Abai v'Rav. So Tosis says, Loi Garsinon. You should not have that old girsa. That was the argument, left it out. Because Tais doesn't like it, so they left it out. But the original Girsa in the old Svarim in the Gemara was Piches et Zerab, it's not like Piches, that's going to be a Machloikis Abayvarov. Tais says, like Asinale, that Girsa does make sense. The Hosam in that case, Kuli Almoro, di Nosen Hakol Rav. Why should you pay the Nezek to the Evet? The Evet doesn't lose anything. The only Hepsid is Eitzel HaRav. So the Rav collects the Shevas. Elagasina, the correct girsa should be Elagasina, Piches, Eitzelatz, Eitzel Rabbi. So then it's the Plukta Dabai Barabbi, then it's a Machloikis Abai Barabbi. So what are these last four lines in the Gemara saying? Pshita, Piches, Eitzelatz, Eitzel Rabbi, Piches, Echidami, etc. Hakaliatzma. Means in that case, it's not Machloikis Abai Barabbi. Rabbi will not disagree with Abai. And when does Rabbi disagree with Abai? Piches, Eitzel Rabbi, Eitzelatzma. Then it's a Plukta Dabai Barabbi. So the Gemara is qualifying the machlokes. We just quoted Itmar. Akter Yad Eved Bishalchaver is a machlokes Abai v'Rave. The Gemara says in one case for sure there's not machlokes. Hakoliatzma means kuli amala pliga hakoliatzma. That only the Eved gets it. The Odin doesn't get not entitled to the person. When do they argue in the other case? So Tosis says that Girsa is also difficult. So it also doesn't make any sense. The way Tosis touched up the Girsa, it comes out the Gemara just repeating the same thing, but just qualifying. So if they're qualifying them, they should have explained it a little better. Chip the tip of his ear, or Reish Nechir the tip of his nose. You should say the Kuli Alma Lo Pligi, the Hakali Atzma. The emphasis is missing. If that's the punchline, so they should have said, in that case, Rav agrees to Abai. Keep Ligi. It doesn't say that, keep Ligi. It says, Pluk the Dabai Rav. It should have said, keep Ligi. It should be written as qualifying the Machloikis Abai Rav. So that's what leads the read to give a fantastic shot in the model. Hey, Marie, the Yesh Liyashi B'doichek, the old Girsa. What was the old Girsa? Piches Eitzel Rabbi Eitzel Atzmai Loi Piches Plukta Dabai V'Rove. What does God say? Plukta Dabai V'Rove. Plukta Dabai V'Rove is when you chopped off Hafgeter Yad Eved Ibi Shol Chaveiroi. Mamish Nezek. They chopped off his arm. So Abai says Nezek goes to the Odin. And Rove says, yeah, but just like the whole goof of the Eved is Meshubet to the Odin, so the money that's paid for the Evorim that were chopped off is also Meshubba to the Yadon until the end of the Sheish, until the end of his month. So what is the Gemara saying now? So the Re gives a suggestion. Remember, Re, the Yesh Liyashiv, the old Girsa, Yesh Liyashiv, the old Girsa, Piches, Eitzel Rabba, Eitzel Atzma, Loi Piches, is talking about a new case that we never had before. And it's our machloikis abai v'rova, not the machloikis abai v'rova that we just said now, itmar, akateh yad ebedi v'shotveh. No, it's the previous machloikis abai v'rova. It came with al yadavit samsa v'sosa lachsa, that machloikis abai v'rova. It goes back to the previous abai v'rova, not the one that we just read immediately prior to this. It's a third case. The machloikis abai v'rova over here is akateh yad ebedi itmar. Mamash, I chopped off the arm of the Eved Ivri. So the Shevis goes to the Adam, that we understand. Because this man that is going to be sick is going to terminate before the Sheish is going to be up. So the whole Shevis goes to the Adam, Tosfos says. Nothing to debate about that. Abai says the Nezik goes to the Eved. And Rabbi Tainis, no, the Nezik is paid for the missing arm, so the whole Eved is Meshuvah to work to the Adam. So the money that he gets for the missing arm is also Meshuvah for the other. However, you'll explain it. How it may or may not have a connection with Daf Kuf Yud Gimel. Fine. So that's one case. Then you have another case. Pshita Piches Eis Alat Zayin Tzarab Aloy Piches. He's not the Odin, doesn't lose any services. He's just chopped off the ear, chopped off a nose. He does his work just as well. He's not a movie star for the Odin. He doesn't have to look handsome. So he's missing his nose, so was. He's a bookkeeper, no. He's an investor. He can do the investment without a nose. Paskele reishan l'reishan l'chira hakol yatzman, there's no machloikis. Then there's a different case, a third case, where there's a machloikis abai v'rov. Piches eitzel rabbe v'eitzel atzman loy piches. What's the case? V'aymeri, that's what it says. V'aymeri, d'yesh l'ashe b'derchik. Eitzel atzman loy piches. Sh'teib zat plukta da abai v'rov. What case? What case is it? G'gon hikehu al yodoy. It's some sort of the sofa lachsa kodim shi'etzel acheris. He's going to be sick temporarily for a couple of months, but he's going to get better before the sheish arav. So that was a machlokes habay v'rava before, where the only pay shevis. Rava says he waited till after everything was all over. The only time he pay nezek is if there's a permanent damage. If we're not sure whether it's permanent or temporary, so you don't slap on him right away. Since we don't know, and if you want to sell him as an Eved right now, he would be up the same Kaspis and make him pay Nezik. No, you wait to see what's going to happen. So if you wait, and he gets back Shalat Bishteyat, if he regains his full capacity, so Rava says he only pay Shevis. You pay a higher Shevis. You don't pay Shevis Shem Kishur. You pay the Shevis like a real Kipoil bottle. Kimoshin is Storm Poil and Bashuk, like Rashi explained. So Li Rava, who said before that there's only Shevis Ktano, there's only Shevis. So the Shevis goes to the other. Shevis always goes to the other. But according to Abaye, that in this situation, it's a temporary Aptasei Mikaspis. Abaye says, you make him pay Nezek now. And then he has to pay Shevis also. The Shevis is only going to be Kishem Mikishur. It's not going to be Kipoyel Maniskor Mashuk. That's how Rashi explained. So according to Abaye, in such a case, because only going to be temporarily sick, and he's going to get better before the Sheish Arav. So Li Rava did all the Rava before, not the immediately preceding Machlokes, the one before. The second Machlokes before the last one. So Li Rava did all you pay is Shevis. That's how we paskin. So Shevis goes to the other, and it's the big Shevis. It's not going to be the peanuts. Hashem Mikishun is going to be Kipoilim Haniskarim Bashuk. But according to Abai, that there's a double Tashlumin, there's going to be Nezek and there's going to be Shevis. So according to Abai, the Nezek goes to the Eved and the Shevis goes to the Yodan. Aye. But the whole reason why the Nezek goes to the Eved normally is because why does Abai say that the Nezek goes to the Eved and the Yodan doesn't share at all? Abai said before, Rabbi said, even when that you pay Nezik to the Eved, but the Yodon has a right, it's Meshubit to the Yodon. Abai holds nothing is Meshubit. Abai holds that the Nezik is not Meshubit. I understand Abai, Tosfos asks, I understand Abai holds the Nezik is not Meshubit to the Yodon. That's Nezik of a permanent nature, Avchasem Kaspe, permanently. But over here, the whole Nezik is only a temporary Nezik, which is going to end before he's going to be Yotze B'Sheh. So the whole Nezik is only for the Balabos. The Tais says it does make a difference. Kach nemar halacha. Shevis goes to the Yodan and Nezek goes to the Eved. So since Abaye holds that this is labeled as the Shevis Gedol is labeled as Nezek, so that goes to the Eved and the Yodan. And the Shitas Abaye holds that the Yodan doesn't get even the schus peiros of that. That's what Tosis writes. Yeah, I mean, read the Eshel Yashu B'Dechik, the old Girsa. What does it mean? Piches Eitzel Rabbi Eitzel Atzma Loi Piches. What does it mean? Eitzel Atzma Loi Piches Shetayba Zeh Pluk Terabai Rab. What's the case to go? Okay, well, Yodav Et Samps of the Sofer Lachzah, the original case, the Machlokes of Abai Rab. Sofer Lachzah Kodim Shei Eitzel Lachim. It's the Labaye that you have Nezek in addition to the Sheves. Nosim Sheves Ketan Ole Rav. That means Sheves. The Sheves Gedol means Nezek give to the Eved. Aye, but it's not fair. The Avgap the Lamapsid Revid Midi. All Akala Hefsid Shalai Ravu. The All Hefsid is the Adons. Nonetheless, Mikom Kam Kim, the Shem Nezik, who's there. Nezik, Tias Yad, Eil Rav, Philip Paris, Labai, Gam Hezik, Sali Yitl Klum. That's the Alocha. The Nezik goes to the Evid, and Abai, the Shitas holds that the Adon doesn't even get the Paris. Not a title, nothing is Meshubit. The Dumim that's paid for the Nezik, nothing is Meshubit. Abai Barav are not that far apart, and usually Abai Barav are not so far apart by Shevis HaPachsasa B'domim. Abai holds that you pay a Nezek, but then you pay a little Shevis, you only pay Kishan B'Kishun. And Rav holds you pay Shifta Shebechol Yavi Yom, you pay a big Shevis. But here it's not that much of a difference. It's closer than we thought originally. Yeah, but over here it's going to be a major difference. Abai holds that Nezik Yipay to the Eved, and the Odin gets Shevis, he's only going to get peanuts. The Odin's just going to get the Shevis of Hashem Kishuit. And Rava says, no, the whole thing is Shevis. There is no Nezik, the whole thing is Shevis. There's going to be a Shevis of a commotion in Skar and Poil and Bashu. So the whole Shevis goes to the Odin. There is no Nezik over here. That's how the Ri was Meyashev B'doichik, the old Gears. That it's not referring to the immediately preceding machlokes of Abai Rav, referring to the machlokes before this one.
Rabbi, what's shayach the nezek by paskil reish onye? Why is that nezek? The value of me being sold in the shuk is not going to go down.
No, apparently it will be going down. People want, if they can buy handsome evid and an ugly evid, so they'll pay more for the handsome evid. They'll pay a little bit more for the handsome evid. Yeah. Okay. Then the Mishnah has a din that Boshe says Hakol Kefiha. Yesterday we were discussing about Hatkeli and Runya. So we spoke about the problematic the Muki Yosef and Daf Chof. Muki Yosef puts together Mavatul Kisa Shechaver with Hatke Ben Runya. The halacha is not so. Mavatul Kisa Shechaver is the Yushalmi that says Yepata. Hatke Ben Runya the Bavli says that Yechaimu. We assume there's no machlekes. Both quoted in halacha. The answer is, Hatki ben Yunya, since he did a ma'aseh b'gufa shel adam, that's called a chavala. So by chavala, even though menias harevach should really be considered grama, and grama menizikin is potter, but that's a chidush adin. But if you do it by even shel chavala, then you are chayv. But if it's a mevatel kisach shel chavera, he didn't do it on the person, he locked the store. Instead of locking up the shopkeeper, he locks up the store. So since he didn't do a Maisa Chavala, so that's why Minias HaRevach is potter. So that's interesting. The Gemara before, we learned before Pesach on Pedalar on the base on the bottom, the Gemara had a machloikas between Ben Azai and Rebbe. Bryce said that some kind of machloikas and no one knows what in the world they're fighting about. So the Gemara had a tradition, they're fighting about this Shaila, Tzar Shaloi Mamakam Nezik. They paid Tzar Shaloi Mamakam Nezik. And the Gemara said, the Mishnah says that you do pay. And the Gemara had a tradition, that's the Machloikas Ben Azai and Rebbe, and they're not sure which direction. Machloikas Rava and Rapapa. Which direction does Rebbe say, which direction does Ben Azai say? But I can understand why there'll be one Tana who'll say, we pass from Tzar Shalabar Makam Nezik Yizchai. The act of doing Tzar itself is a Chavola. But I can understand why the other Amor holds you don't pay. Tzar is just like Shevis. Just like Shevis is really Menias HaRevach. It's really Grama Ben Ezikim should have been potter. But it's a special din that you only pay Shevis if it's a Noifel of Chavola. So that's what they're assuming over here. You only pay Tsar in a Noifel of Achevel Bachavera. If there was no Chavola, then you don't pay Tsar. That's, let's say I'm Mitzayer him mental anguish or something. So that's it. Like Boishas Dvarim. You might say Boishas Dvarim is potter because it's not Maisel Chavola. Only if Rokak Bob Higia Boha Rok, and the Gemara said only Higia Bob, or the big dog, has to be Mamsha Maisa Chavola. So that's what one Tana is of the opinion, One Tana is of the opinion that you only pay tzar if it's in the context of a chavola. Tzar shalom makom nezik, you don't pay. We happen to paskin not so. We paskin the act of doing tzar. If he what the Mishnah have kivoy bishput of the masmer, that itself is called a ma'isa chavola. I did a ma'isa begufo, even though there's no nezik, it's also called a chavola. But I can understand why there's one Tana who disagrees. We happen not to paskin it. It also be locking him up. That's what Agamar says. Locking him up is called the Maisa Chavola. Then the Mishnah says that Boishes fluctuates. Nezek is Kamahu Shavalimka Bashuk, but Kamahu Shavalimka Bashuk. He says, doesn't make a difference whether he's a descendant from the Baal Shem Tov or the Vilna Goyim, is a Kohen, a Levi, so it doesn't make a difference what a big miyuchas it is. It depends how strong or how weak he is. How, if he will be to be sold as an Eved, either Eved Knani, Eved Ivri, whatever the Machlokes are Rishonim here, if he were to be sold as an Eved, Kamahu Shavalim Kabashuk as an Eved, how much would you have gotten before, how much would you get now? That's it. That's how you determine Nezik. What about Shevis? What about Shevis also depends how much money can he earn, okay? How much money can he earn? You learned the whole Gemara. And what about the Boshes? So the Mishnah says, Hakol lefi hamevayish hamizbayish, it depends on his position in the society. If he's a miyuchas, then he gets more money for Boshes. And if he's an Adam Pashut, then he gets less money for Boshes. So the Gemara says, this is a big machlekes satanoim. The Gemara says, usually Stam Mishnah Reb Meir. Here's a Stam Mishnah, the local Reb Meir. Reb Meir says that everybody gets boshes equally. The Gemara says, the Tanya, the Mishnah says, Mani Masdis, and by Reb Meir, Reb Yudel, Reb Shimini. The Tanya, we have a Braisa. Kulam Rai Masi, Kimahim, Ben Echar, Shiyadim, Ben Echsem, Shalim, Yavram, Yisiyang, Div Reb Meir. Meir says, everybody gets Shavu B'Shavu. There is no such thing. Boshes HaKolafi, HaMabash, HaMizbash. Everybody gets the same boshes. Not exactly true. We're going to get to the last line on the daf. The last couple lines, the Gemara is going to say it's not exactly true. What's the reason? So I thought pshat, before you get to the last line, I thought pshat was just like nezik is standard. You pay the same nezik to everybody. And Shevis is standard, and Ripui is standard. What are you going to say? Ripui, oh, he's a multimillionaire. If he would get sick, he would go to the world's biggest doctors. And the poor person would go to the weaker doctors. No, the Bezin has to decide which doctor is a valid doctor. He wants to go to the biggest mumcha in the world. So the Chayav B'Chaver is not mechayiv to pay. The Bezin has to determine who's a reasonable doctor that you have a right to demand. I want to go to that doctor for treatment. The Nechbal has no right to say, I want to go to the world's biggest expert who lives in Mexico. He wants to go to the most expensive medication. The chayvul is not mechayv to pay the most expensive. The chayvul is mechayv to pay whatever Bezin decides is reasonable. So the ripui is the same. Whether you're a multimillionaire, you would have gone to the biggest doctor. You were the poorest man in the world, you would have gone to the poorest doctor. The ripui is the same, and the shevis is the same. The tzar is also the same. Tzar is a problem. Okay, we'll have to figure out how do you figure out tzar. And the boshes is a shayla. So the Mishnah says boshes depends. So I thought that's where Reb Meir is disagreeing. Reb Meir holds no, just like all the other abod dvarim, mashavir by everybody. So the boshes, you have to figure out a standard amount of money. So Tosfos says not like me. Tosfos says, I was wondering why didn't Tosfos say the same as me? So then when I got to the bottom of the oven, I understood. It says so before in the Gemara. It says what Tosfos said. Tosfos writes, Kilo heim b'nei Avram, kilo heim b'nei Chorin, that little thesis. Ki yesh ashirim sheim izbay shim yesim b'nei Chorin. Not everybody's sensitivity is the same. You have very b'kovad dika miyuchasim, and they don't get so insulted when someone spits them in the face, or slaps them on the face, or whatever, rips their clothing off. Ki yesh ashirim sheim izbay shim yesim b'nei Chorin, sheyodim b'nei Chorin, v'chein anim. Then you can go to the doctor, call him, call Kachez, Mem is Baish, Kilo Yor, Bez, Mem is Baish, Yer, Sir, Apocha. It's hard to determine, it's hard to figure out how much each person's sensitivity is. So Rameh says, don't make us crazy. In principle, Rameh also holds a call of him, a Baish, Mem is Baish, Taisa says. Mikra Adina should have really been, but it's very difficult to assess it. How are you going to determine? So Rashi says, how do you determine? Rashi writes, Shamina Behu. Next to the last Rashi on the bottom of the Yom, the last four, last three lines of Rashi. Shamina Behu, Bikami Yisrat Zevet Zev, Yasalo Boshe Zev, Osu Shumi Yitan the Ben Chorin Zev. So Rashi says, how do you figure out how much is Boshes? Yes, the person, how much would you be willing, let's say you ask a person, would you mind if I undress you in the middle of the street? The guy said, what are you, crazy? No. What if I pay you $10? $10, what are you, crazy? So everybody has their price. So if I promise to give him $50 billion, undress me right now, $50 billion for an hour. I'll stand naked for an hour. $50 billion, shame. Everybody has their price. So some people will have, some people don't have such hasag. So an Eved has a shvacha hasag. So the Eved will agree for a lower amount of money. That's how Rashi says. So that's what Tosis says. In principle, Reb Meir also agrees like that. That really, Boishes is hakol lefi hamavayisham is Boishes. She really interview him and try to determine how much. Yeah, but how do you know he's going to tell you the truth? It's hard to assess. And you can't make a rule. All wealthy people will only agree for so much money. No, they're wealthy people that don't get so upset. It's hard to determine. So Reb Meir says, don't make us crazy. It's a loy plugsha and we leave it like that. Why did Tosis say like that? Why didn't Tosis say? Tosis said because it's hard to assess. So you don't make Bezin crazy. And then they give a mashal from the Mishnah. So you pay a fixed amount of money, the Mishnah says. You pay a fixed amount of money no matter who was watching. No matter whether the rabbis were watching or two people were watching, 100 people were watching. Why do you pay a fixed amount of money? Why do you always pay the same amount? Because you're going to make the Bezin crazy. Bezin's going to have to make a different shuma each time. So they made a fixed amount, sure, to make it easier for the Bezin. Why does Tosis say you make it easier? Why didn't Tosis say the Rameh holds in principle? So the answer is because the Gemara is going to say that on the last line. Gemara is going to say that even Rameh agrees that Boshes of a Katan is not the same as Boshes of a Gadol. Little children have different hasogas. If it's mamish, a tiny baby, the Gemara says, let's say you undress a person in public. So there's a humiliation. Let's say you have a little baby who's in diapers. I undress the baby in public. The baby doesn't feel embarrassed. There's no boshes. So the Gemara says, if you're talking about a cotton, a little infant who's in diapers, there's nothing to discuss. Baby doesn't even know what's going on. But if you're talking about a child who's 10 years old, the michlum alayim michlam, he has sensitivity, and you're going to spit at him, and you're going to slap him on the face in public, you're going to rip his beged or something like that, he is going to feel embarrassed. So then you do pay boshes, the Gemara says. And the Gemara says, even our mayor agrees that the boshes that you pay to Ketanim is not the same as the boshes he paid to Gedolim. And the boshes he paid to an Eved is not the boshes that you paid to a Ben Chorin. Our mayor just says, all Ben Chorin are the same, and all Avodim are the same. So that's what Tosis was bothered, but Rav Meir says it's all the same. So that's Tosis says, no, Rav Meir didn't say it's a fixed amount. It's not the same as Nezik and Ripui and Shebes, that it's always the same amount. No, Boshes in principle, Rav Meir agrees, should really be Akol Efi Amavayishan's Bay. But you can't make Bezin crazy. What, they're going to put on a lie detector test to see? They're going to ask him, how much money would you be willing to take that we should humiliate you? Maybe he's telling a lie, so we're going to put on a polygraph to try to determine. Well, he's telling the truth and telling a lie. The polygraph is only correct half the time. That's what they made their studies. So they said 50% of the time it's correct, and in other words, it's worthless. So how can you ascertain how much you have to pay? So the reason why Rameh says that everybody gets to pay the same is because that's an asik with shuma. But ketanim taki get less, and avarim get less. Not that he holds that it's shuva for everybody. That's what Tosis says, and the Mucha will soon see. The Gemara is beferish like that. So the Gemara wants to know, whom does the Mishnah follow? Mani mas nisim la Rameh la Rab Yudah. El Rab Shimon hi. The Tanya, we have a price. If you call him Rab Moisim, everybody gets paid the same. Sure. The Rab Meir. Rab Yudah, I'm ha-god, l'fi god, l'fi god, l'fi god, l'fi all depends. That's what it sounds like in the Mishnah. Rab Yudah and Rab Shimon both say that it fluctuates. The Boshes fluctuates. So the Mishnah could either be Rab Yudah, could be Rab Shimon, just can't be Rab Meir. But the Gemara proves it can't be Rab Yudah for a different reason. Rab Shimon, I'm Ashirim, Rai Mosi, Kilahim, and Encharm, Shiyard, and Menechsem. Anim, Kibchusim, Shabahem. So Rab Shimon holds, we lower everything a little bit. It's hard to tell. A lot of Ashim are not so sensitive, a lot of Aniyim are not so sensitive, so you always go to Hakel. So basically, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon say, they just argue in the details. So Rabbi Yehuda's amounts are slightly higher than, significantly higher than those of Rabbi Shimon. So how do you know? How do you know whether the Mishnah is clearly not Reb Meir? So the Gemara says, "V'ashnu masnisin mani." Whom does the Mishnah go like? E Reb Meir, masnisin tana kol pekayin shabbos bayish Reb Meir kula b'hadi adodi nino. Meir says they all get the same amount. So the Mishnah Reb Meir is out of the running. So usually, Stam Mishnah Reb Meir here it's an exception to the rule. The Stam Mishnah is not Reb Meir. You have just the toss up is a Reb Yehuda, Reb Shimon. So it can't be a Reb Yehuda for a different reason. Reb Yehuda masnisin tana b'bayish. The Mishnah on Amud Bey says, "Hamavayish es hasuma chayov," and Rabbi Yehuda and the Brisa disagrees on Peivav Amud Bey. He disagrees and he holds that suma ain't levoshes. How are you supposed to know where all this is? It says, "Rabbi Masnis Ketan Hamavayish es hasuma chayov." Where's the Mishnah? It's on Peivav Amud Bey. Either Rabbi Yehuda or the suma ain't levoshes also Peivav Amud Bey. The rule is the Masoras Hashas only gives you a Mara Makam, a cross reference, if it's on a different daf. It's on the same daf, even though it's on Amud Beis. It's on the top of Amud Aleph, that's on the bottom of Amud Beis. You assume that in 2 minutes you'll be there. It's not going to take you 3 weeks to get to the bottom of it. It's not going to take 3 months to get to the bottom of Amud Beis. In 5 minutes you'll be there by the bottom of Amud Beis. So he doesn't give you a Mar Mokam on the same daf. So these are both on Amud Beis. Masnisin Tani, the Mishnah can't be Rabbi Yehuda. Why? Because Masnisin Tani Hambavayish, the Mishnah on Amud Beis says, Hambavayish is Asuma Chayov. And Rabbi Yehuda says in the Brisa, "Sumei and Leboisha," so it's out of the running. So the Mishnah has to be of a lav Rabbi Shimon he. So we see the Mishnah's Rabbi Shimon. So the Gemara says, "How did you prove that?" I feel the time, Rabbi Yehuda. Maybe the Mishnah goes like Rabbi Yehuda. I call him from Yamavayish Vamiz Bayesh. Fits in with Rabbi Yehuda. Maybe Kiyom Rabbi Yehuda Sumei and Leboisha is Lemishkal Minei. Means a Suma Shabiyesh Acherim is not chayif to pay. If the Suma is the Chayvel, he doesn't, he pays Nezik Tzar Ripui Sheves, and he doesn't pay Boishes. Avala Meis Velei, but if you're Chayvel in a Suma, so then Yavinale, you do pay to the Suma. So maybe when it says in the Mishnah, Masnisin Ketani HaMavayishas HaSuma Chayev, if I cause Boishes to the Suma, I pay. Maskim, even Rabbi Yehuda agrees to that. The Mishnah can go like Rabbi Yehuda. What Rabbi Yehuda says in the Brisa, he's not disagreeing with the Mishnah. He says, Sumay Labosh means if the Suma should be Eish, is Potter. So why can't you say the Mishnah goes like Rabbi Yehuda? Why do you have to say the Mishnah goes like Rabbi Meir? So the Gemara says, no. We know for another line in the Mishnah, it can't be Rabbi Yehuda. So the Gemara, no, it can't be. What you said is correct. Kiyama Rabbi Yehuda, this is true. Kiyama Rabbi Yehuda, Sumay Labosh is Lemishka Minei. The Suma doesn't have to pay Boshes. He only pays Nasek Tzari Pushevitz. That is correct, that line is correct. But it happens that the Mishnah seems to hold that the Suma should be Ish is Chayiv. Suma should be Ish is Chayiv, how do you know? But Viktani say for the Mishnah on Peivav on the basis, Amavayish is Hayoshin Chayav, Yoshin should be Ish Patur. Why doesn't say for Viktani Suma should be Ish Patur? Michlal, the Loish Nahachi, the Loish Nahachi. Mishnah holds that Suma Yesh Labosh is in both directions, but your Mavaze. Mavayishes Hasuma, Asuma Shabiyesh. The only one is Pater from Boshes, according to the Mishnah, is the Yoshin Shabiyesh is Pater. So, but Asuma Shabiyesh is Chayt. Elamachvat Masisin, Reb Shimon. You see, the Mishnah is not like Reb Yehuda. The next Mishnah. Gemara assumes the Mishnais and the Perik are all the same Tanah. The first Mishnah is, the first Mishnah here, the second Mishnah in Peivav. Gemara assumes it's all the same Tanah. Not going to say the first Mishnah is Reb Yehuda, the second Mishnah is Reb Shimon. So since the second Mishnah is clearly the like Reb Yehuda, because it only says Yoshin should be Eish Pater, it doesn't say Shuma should be Eish Pater. It sounds like Shuma should be Eish, Suma should be Eish Chayiv. It says Hamavayishas HaSuma is Chayiv, and it doesn't say Shuma should be Eish Pater. It just makes a contrast Hamavayishas HaYoshin Chayiv, Yoshin should be Eish Pater. It didn't make a contrast by Suma. You see, the Mishnah holds the like Reb Yehuda. The Mishnah holds that the Suma should be Eish is Chayiv. Then the Gemara wants to know. We have a brisa. Man tanu har tanu rabban. We have a funny brisa. It's kamen levayishes hakotan. What's the din? We discussed already. It says at the end of the second parak. It says odemod liyonim beim shegik beim amezid beim yonis beim rotzim. That's the mission at the end of the second parak on chavav and aleph. Then the Gemara makes it clear that there were three chiluki din. That boshes on chav zayin and aleph. The Gemara says Boshes Yibane Chayef Yidin Niskavin Levayish, or at least Niskavin Lachbo Bechaveir. If Loi Niskavin Lechum should be Yesh Potter. Why is it Sum should be Yesh Potter? He wasn't Niskavin Lo Levayish, but Lo Lachbo. He's Yoshin. A Yoshin should be Yesh. A Yoshin should be Yesh, and Mishnah says, Lechol Adez. Yoshin should be Yesh Potter. Why is Yoshin Yesh Potter? Is neither, it says Leel Dav Chav Zayinim and Aleph. So why is the Yoshin should be Yesh Potter? Because Loi Niskavin Lachbo, Loi Niskavin Levayish. So for sure he's potter. So boishes yironi chayv if it leads to niskavin lachbo. Nezik yichayv even if it's a shtikel oynes. An oynes gomer that's machloikas and we pass and yid yipotter. Od the mud liyonim bein mishoygik bein bioynes bein beratzoin. So we don't take it so literally. But if you have an oynes gomer, we say yipotter. But nezik, you always pay under all circumstances unless it's oynes gomer. And the other dvarim, the tsar and the ripui and the sheves, is in between. You have to have some degree of pshia. You don't have to have niskavin lachbal and niskavin levayish, but you have to have some degree of pshia. If he wasn't pshia at all, then he only pays nezik. That's how the Gemara points out. That's that there are cases that you only pay nezik and you don't pay the other rabba dvarim when there was no pshia at all. So now the Gemara has an interesting din. Since the halacha says that you only have to pay this day, all the Tanaim agree. You only have to pay boishes if niskaven levayesh, or at least niskaven lachvo. That was the price on Chav Zayin Amaral. You don't require davka niskaven lachvo as long as they have niskaven levayesh. Kimish niskaven lahazak aflish na niskaven levayesh is also chayv. That's the Gemara on Chav Zayin Amaral. So the Gemara says, but you do have to have at least niskaven lachvo. So what if you have like this? He was niskaven levayish tana rabbana, niskaven levayish es hakotn biyish es hagadol. If he would have been levayish the cotton, it would have been $1,000 boshes. Now that he's levayish the gadol, it's $10,000 boshes. So how much boshes do you pay? So you have to have niskaven lachbon and niskaven levayish. So his whole niskaven was only to $1,000 worth of $100 worth of boshes. So it turns out that he was Nevayish Agodol, and it was much more boishes, but to that extent it was Leinis Kaven. He only had Kavanah to the extent of being Nevayish Agodol. His Kaven, Nevayish Agodol, Nevayish Agodol, he only paid Nesin Agodol, the Meibosh to Shalkot. He only paid the lower amount. The Nezik, the Tsar, the Ripui, the Sheves, that we don't make a distinction. Because he was a Poshea, for sure. He was the Kaven, he wanted to mess somebody up. But the boishes is enough community, because boishes when I have to pay if at least niskaven lachvol, even niskaven levayish and niskaven lachvol. So it was only niskaven to do to a cotton, not to a godel. So you only pay the godel, the may boish the shalak godel. Or niskaven levayish is a evid, ubeishes ha ben chorin. You only pay the ben chorin, the may boish the shalak evid. So the Gemara wants to know whose opinion is that. We just said before there were three opinions, Reb Meir, Reb Yudah, and Reb Shimon. So it's right off the bat, it's right away the loike Reb Meir. Reb Meir says everybody gets the same amount. So here it says you don't all get the same amount. So Reb Meir is out of the running. The Gemara wants to know mani hu shita loike Meir le Reb Yudah le Reb Shimon. Why is it the loike Reb Meir? Why is it the loike Reb Meir? So the pashtus says because Reb Meir holds it, everybody gets the same. So the Gemara has to create choice before they say not so pashtus. The Gemara says, whose opinion is this price? Why? Because they thought mistakenly that cotton means cotton bin chosin. Niskaven levayish is hakotn biyish is hagadol. They didn't think that cotton means a child and gadol means an adult. They thought cotton means one is not so wealthy and gadol means a wealthy person. Why'd they have to give a pshat like that? Because the Gemara says later that even Reb Meir agrees that you don't pay the same boshes to a cotton and to a gadol. All the gadolim you get the same amount, and all the katanim get the same amount. I mean, Reb Meir also holds that
it's not equal.
Reb Meir also agrees to the principle that boshes are called him b'vayish on his baish. It's just a question of degree, but in principle they all agree that it's a different amount. It's like Taisa says, Reb Meir holds that it's too hard to assess each case. You're going to make the bezin crazy. So you always knock everything down, you make one amount for everybody. But if it's a cotton, then it's one amount for all the ketanim. So the Gemara thought, kasal kadaitach, they thought mistakenly that when it says cotton and gadol, it doesn't mean a child and an adult. Cotton means cotton and chasim a poor man, and gadol means gadol and chasim a wealthy man. So here at Meir, Hama, Kula, Bahari, Adar, and Nina, once you make that assumption, then it can't be Rav Meir. Once you're going to say that katan means a child, then it is Rav Meir. Rav Meir is masking that a katan has a lower amount of boshes. It's not Shabbat to everybody. So the Gemara thought, Salkadaitach, that katan means a poor man, God means a wealthy man. So Rav Meir can't be Rav Meir Hamakulabadi Adorinim. The Rav Yudah, it can't be Rav Yudah, because Rav Yudah holds later in the Mishnah, Ein Lavodin Boshes. If you're Mavayish and Eved, you pay Nezik Tzar Riboy Sheves, and you don't pay Boshes. That's the Mishnah, pay Zayin HaMalach. Achayvu Be'eved K'nayni, Shalachayim Chayi B'kulam. You pay all Chamisha Dvarim. Rabbi Yudah Ein Lavodin Boshes. Rabbi Yudah has a Gzeres HaKosuf that you don't pay Boshes if the Nechbal is an Eved K'nayni. A Gzeres HaKosuf. So here the Brisa says, Niskav Levayish HaEved, sounds like if you would have been Mavaish and Eved, you would pay Boshes, and according to Rabbi Yudah, you don't pay Boshes. So the price seems to be the like Rabbi Yudah. Vi Rabbi Yudah ha-mein la-bonim Boshes. Vi Rabbi Shimon ha-amar, niskam la-vayish ha-zeh b'yish ha-zeh potter. Gor. The price says, he was niskam la-vayish ha-kotn b'yish ha-godl, that you do pay, you just pay the lower amount, you don't pay the higher amount. Reb Shimon holds you don't pay at all. Where does Reb Shimon say that? There's a brisa that says like that. The Reb Shimon, for Omar, we know the Reb Shimon's opinion is Niskam Labai Shazeh, Bi Shazeh, Potter. For Omar Reb Shimon. Where does it say that? My time, what's the reasoning for Reb Shimon? Kiktolo. Oh. So Rashi says that's an often a Gemara in Sanhedrin. Rashi says Sanhedrin da fine test and skavla harigazeh baharigazeh. Potter, a person is harigaz hanochri. You're not allowed to. A person is harigaz hanochri, so you're not chaydmis. A person is harig habdehema, you're not chaydmis. Harigaz and eviknaini. What's a din if you kill an Eved K'nayni? Wachai means it's a pasuk in Chumash. Odin has a din of Yoma Yomayim, but if you're not the Odin, then you get the death penalty. Nokim Inokim. Then you get the day you get Saif. Nokim Inokim means Saif. Ain't the king of the Saif Shenam Acherb Nekemus LeKambris. So you get Saif even if he survives more than 24 hours. So if you kill an Eved K'nayni, that's a beferish pasuk that you wachai means. Let's say you kill a Nachri, you kill a behemoth, so you're not chayv means. So Niskaban Lahargas Abaima Bahargas Ayisrael, Niskaban Lahargas Akum Bahargas Ayisrael, that all the Tanoim agree that you put them. Because if it's Niskaban to do a Pulu Asura, Niskaban Laharik someone else's behemoth, Niskaban Lahargas Akum is also an Avera. But the thing that he had Kavana war for is not the Machayev Nisa. So all the Tanoim agree that you put them. What about Niskaban Lahargas Bahargas? There are two people standing there. He takes a gun, he doesn't shoot both. So he says, I want to kill a guy to the right. They say, don't shoot, he's Jewish, you're going to get the death penalty. They say, he missed, and by accident killed the guy to the left. He's also Jewish. Doesn't make a difference. So that's a machlokes of Shimon and a Chacham. So Reb Shimon holds, and Skavan lahargazeh vahargazeh, is Potter, even though they're both Yisraeli. Potter, why? Because it says, Varav loy bekomalov, Varav loy, achi iskavan loy. It's a very good drasha. Sounds like it. Varav loy, the Kamalov, or of Loi, the word Loi sounds like this Kavan Lazer. This Kavan Lahargazev Hargazev is put. And the Chachamim disagree with Reb Shimon. Machlek is the Ramam and the Ravid had a Paskin in Hilchas Ritzeach. The Ramam Paskin is like Reb Shimon. And the Ravid says, Ma Pitom, why should you Paskin like Reb Shimon? Machlek is Reb Shimon and Chachamim. Why should you Paskin like Reb Shimon? So the Kesem Mishnah says, because it's such a good Rasha, it sounds like he's right. Funny Kesem Mishnah. Reb Shimon sounds like that we're voting. The Rishonim are voting which Tana's drasha sounds better. So he says Reb Shimon's drasha sounds as mamish a dead giveaway. The Arav Loi, Hachis Kavan Loi. Reb Shimon's drasha sounds better. So what do the Rabbanan do with the word the Arav Loi? It's a funny word, the Arav Loi. So they say Prat Lazara Kevin Lego. It goes on a case that there are nine Yisraelim and one Nachri, and he wants to shoot this guy. And he doesn't know whether he's a Jew or a Goy. So the teacher said the din of Kol Kavua Kamatz Lamatzu Dabo. The Kesem Mishnah says, but it doesn't sound like that in the Pasuk. Reb Shimon's drasha sounds better, so that's why the Rambam decided to pass like Reb Shimon. Okay. It's like the modern rabbis. I think the Shammai is right. I think Reb Shimon is right. It's a funny Kesem Mishnah. Yeah. So the Rambam Paskin is like Reb Shimon. the Rama Pasach for Reb Shimon by what? By that Mishnah in Sanhedrin, Dafai and Testens. Kamla Hargazel, Hargazes, Pater. There is a Gemara, here the Gemara says that what? That according to Reb Shimon, just like Niskabla Hargazel, Hargazes, Pater, Niskabla Baishazes, is also Pater. So the Rambam writes not so. The Rambam quotes this Braisa. Niskabla Baishas Hakot and Bishas Hagadl. Doesn't go to the main bush to shalkot. It quotes verbatim. Levaish is haevit, vish is haevim chert. That's mechem bein bush to shalevit. So the Gemara says that it's Reb Shimon l'shita soy would say that you're potter legamre. The Reb Shimon, the Gemara says, Haman, this kam levaish is haevish is haepotter. My time of kiktolo. Reb Shimon holds that bush is his name is Misa. Maktol adem is kam le dichsiv. Arav lebe kamo levaish is kam le bush is nabi adem mechav le dichsiv. Shalchayod de vechazike bimavush about she is kam in lo. Because it says bimavushov. The yud vav at the end of the word bimavushav is the same as var of lo, same as the lo, achi iskaven lo. So the Gemara says if you hold like Reb Shimon holds over there niskaven lo hargzeva hargzez pater. Reb Shimon just like he darshan's over there, the word var of lo he darshan over here bimavushav. So the Rambam over here does not pass on like Reb Shimon. So the Mishnah says, Kesh Mishnah says, why not? Because Reb Shimon drashes a derechikim. Very shveri kesef Mishnah. Very sure, yes, Mishnah. Then we have a din by Ashor Yisot of the Gambol of Yumas. It says, Ashor Tam gets Skilo, or Bala Shor Noki, but the Bala Shor doesn't get punished. And Ashor Muad gets Skilo also. Ashor Tam is supposed to have gotten Skilo. Ashor Tam Shor Gesadim gets Skilo. The Shoramut Chargasodim says, I'll show you circle the Gambol of Yumas. What do you mean, Gambol of Yumas? What does that mean? So the Mishnah says, the first Mishnah in Tehillim says, it has a few meanings. So one meaning is, Kemisas Hapan al Kapnis Ashur. There's a hekesh that you only give the Shor Skilo in the same fashion that you would have given the Bala Shor Misa. What does that mean? So first of all, it means that you need a Bezna of Chav Gimel. Just like you need a Bezna of Chav Gimel to be done in the Fashi Shaladam. So you need a Bezna Chav Gimel to be done in the Farshin Shal Shor. And then the Gemara has more included in the Hekesh. What else is included? If the Adam is a Trefa, if he's Horgas a Trefa, would be Potter. So if the Shor kills a Trefa, it's also a Potter. Then the Gemara says, according to Reb Shimon, the Gemara in Baba Kama sounds like it says, simple reading, the Gemara sounds like it says, according to Reb Shimon, this Kam Lahargazeh Bahargazeh is Potter. So who had the nami? Reb Shimon would say, "Ashur, sheniskaven lahar gazev har gazeh is also potter." So the Rambam writes, "The shor sheniskaven lahar gazeh is a nochri, har gazeh yisod niskaven lahar gazeh ashur har gazeh adam is potter." But the inference is, "Niskaven lahar gazeh har gazeh, if they're both Israelim, is chayev." That's the mashmos in the Rambam. So that's the problem. But the simple reading of the Gemara Bava Kama, you can fetch your way out of it. Simple reading of the Gemara Bava Kama is that according to Reb Shimon, Kemisa Sabana Kap Misa Shor. Ma Misa Sabana, if you hold like Reb Shimon, this Kamala Hargazel Hargazel is Potter. Af Misa Sashor, this Kamala Hargazel Hargazel should be Potter. If the Rambam already paskins like Reb Shimon in Hilchus Retzeach, the Ravid has tainus, why did the Rambam pass like Reb Shimon? Ma Pitot, why should he pass like Reb Shimon? Yochid Ferab Malachikira. So for some reason or another, the Rambam decided that din is like Reb Shimon. So why doesn't he say by the shore? Kimisa Bal Kat Misa Shor. So the Kesem Mishnah says, well, because it's not Mistaba. Everything goes, yeah, Mistaba, not Mistaba. So the Lechem Mishnah rips apart the whole Kesem Mishnah. What in the world is he talking about? This is Mistaba, not Mistaba. Then he has other things. Then the Kesem Mishnah says, there never was a Machlek except Shimon and the Rabban. They both said the same thing. What do you mean? There never was a Machlek. Yes, why did the Rambam pass on like Reb Shimon in the first place? But it says because the Rabbanon really don't agree. They also hold your potter because there's always going to be a lack of hasra. If niskam larga zeh baharga zeh, so they gave him hasra for him. So that's not a hasra for him. So he's not going to be chayv misa anyway because of the lack of hasra. So what are they fighting about? So he said, no, there is no machlokes Reb Shimon. There never was a machlokes. They both said the same thing. It's against all the Gemaras. I can say there's never a machlokes. So the kes, first the Lach Mishnah says the kes Mishnah is very shver. Then he says, not only very shver, it absolutely can't be, it's inacceptable, it doesn't make any sense. So here also you have the Rambam paskins like Reb Shimon, Niskam Lahargazel, Hargazel, Spata by Odom, Hilchus Retzeach. The Hilchus Niske Momin by the Shor Shohara, Niskam Lahargazel, Hargazel, paskins Chayv. And here by the Boishes, Niskam Lahargazel, Biyeshazel, he paskins also chayiv. He paskins chayiv. He quotes the brayser by the Taina led a Zion, and the Gemara says that this is toli zebezeh b'shimin rabban.
Wait, what's the Rambam's makar? What's Gemara's makar for kavul according to Risha?
Risha the master kasha. The Ran asks on Sanhedrin. The source of kavul the orav loy according to the rabban of the Reb Shimon who don't darshan bar of loy she's kavul loy. So the orav loy goes on kavul. So they ask, but according to Reb Shimon, how do you know there's a din of kol kavua? So the Ran quotes, some Rishonim say kavua is only mid rabbana. Kol kavua, kamachta, machzam is only mid rabbana. Very shver. Then he says, no, they hold taiti shaminim, you know, he darshan two things. How can darshan two totally unrelated things? It's a big problem. The Chiddush Eran on Daf Ayin Tes works on that, on Sanhedrin. It's a big problem. According to Reb Shimon, that he darshan the orav loy, achis kavin loy. So where's the makar according to Reb Shimon for the din of kol kavul kamachta machzadam? That's how the rabbanan darshan. Where of loy prat lezorek even lego.
Does the Rambam tell us the makar?
Rambam never tells you any makar for anything. The Rambam never tells you any makar. Doesn't even tell you what mesichta is getting it from. Never tells you any makar. That's always the problem with the Rambam.
He means that somebody else got in the way. Let's say.
He hit somebody else with it. It doesn't mean that he thought this was a godel cotton and it kind of was a godel. No, it means there was another party. He wanted to slap him and this guy ducked, he ducked, and the other guy got the slap, and he's insulted and he's humiliated. So that's a problem. How did the Rambam? How does So the Gemara in Bava Kama that says that according to Reb Shimon, Niskav Lahargazeh Vahargazeh is Potter. So who are denami by the Shor Shahar, Niskav Lahargazeh Vahargazeh would also be Potter. The Gemara never really says that according to Reb Shimon, you're Potter. Never really says, can be Sabal Kafnisa Shor. The Gemara says, the Loiker Reb Shimon. The Gemara says, by a Shor Shah, Niskav Lahargazeh Vahargazeh is Chayiv, the Loiker Reb Shimon. So everybody assumes Prat. The loyker Reb Shimon, the liba the Reb Shimon, just like niskav laharagzev haragzev pata by Adam, so kamisa bal kach misa shor is also pata. So the Lech Mishnah says the Rambam understood the loyker Reb Shimon shita doesn't apply here. Not that it's against Reb Shimon's opinion, according to Reb Shimon it would really be pata. No, Reb Shimon also agrees with Chayv. The loyker Reb Shimon's opinion doesn't apply here. Okay, sometimes you have gemaras that say like that. Read like that. The like Rabbi Akiva, the like Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Akiva's opinion doesn't apply. Rabbi Shimon's opinion doesn't apply. But our Gemara is black and white fakert. Our Gemara says beferish. Here Rabbi Shimon ha'amar. Rabbi Shimon says in skaven levay shezeh bi shezeh potter. My time kiktol maktol. The Gemara says beferish. You're going to Rabbi Shimon you potter. So they say. So the Yor Sameach points out and the Lechem Mishnah points out. Tosis already points out. The Gemara didn't say over here that boishes is a yalfusa from. Tolo. Gemara doesn't say that all the dinim of misa carry over to boishes. There is a rule, all the dinim of ritzicha carry over to misa abal kach misa shor. There is a rule. So you have to stand on your head to figure out why should Reb Shimon sheet in his kam lahargazev lahargazev patr, why should that not carry over to the shor? Why should the Rambam have understood the Gemara delek Reb Shimon? Reb Shimon Shita has no application here. Why shouldn't I say Kamisa Abam is a problem? But here the Gemara never said that the dinam of Ketola carry over to Boishas. The Gemara is talking over here the style of a drasha. Just like Reb Shimon Darshan's over there, the Yor of Lo, Ashi is coming low, so to the Herzik and Bimbu Shav, Ashi is coming low. Reb Shimon, just like he Darshan's over there, so he holds over here, he Darshan's also. So it's possible to say a whole like one drasha of Reb Shimon, a whole like the other, for some reason or another. Maybe the Rambam had some indication and said, hand that fine test, it did us like that, Reb Shimon. The two Reb Shimons are not necessarily totally zebizeh. The Gemara just says, the Gemara says that it's the Reb Shimon litaimei, Reb Shimon lishitosa means in the style of the drasha. Reb Shimon, however, kiktola, ma kiktola demechavle dichsiv, or of lo, yachisa. Just like he darshan's there, he darshan's here. So one can hold he darshan there, you don't darshan here. Yeah, but why did the Rambam decide like that? That's the problem. Why did he decide? That's the shayla. The bottom tesis has the shayla l'halach. Let's say in this Oh, we didn't learn the Gemara yet. Let's first learn the Gemara. Let's see again. Nachma, what did the Brisa say? Niskar levayishes hakotim vishes hagodol. That's in legodol the may boshes shall cut. Niskar levayishes haevi the vishes haben chorin. That's in leben chorin the may boshes shall levi. Gemara, whose opinion? Mami. Lairab meir, lairab yuda, lairab shim. It's lairab meir, rab meir says everybody gets the same. So the Brisa is against rab meir. Easy enough. Lairab yuda, rab yuda says, avodim ein lahem boshes. Here the Brisa says, avodim get boshes. It's like rab yuda. The like Reb Shimon, Reb Shimon holds in Skam Lahar Gazeb Har Gazeb Potter, and he darshan similarly over here in Skam Lavaish Zeb Biyash Zeb is Potter. So, according to Reb Shimon, Bechlau, you're Potter, you don't pay anything. And not that you pay the lower amount, you don't pay at all. So, they don't know what to, how to deal with this price. So, the Gemara says, no, Nita Zegifelach, Liar Lam Reb Yudit, four lines from the bottom. Maybe the price goes like Reb Yudit, Chikam Reb Yudit, Hein Lavarim Boishes. The Mishnah that says on the next daf, if you're chayvul be'evikneini, you don't pay boishes, means you don't pay boishes to an evikneini. The Rabbi Yudah mean to say the evikneini doesn't feel embarrassed. No, of course the evikneini feels embarrassed. Does Rabbi Yudah mean you can't fix how much the boishes is? Of course you can fix how much. You don't have to pay, he says. So he says over here, in this kavan, the boishes have it, the boishes have ben chayrin, you pay boishes to the ben chayrin the same amount that the shuma of the evid. But if it would have been to the evid, you would have attacked him in potter. He would have been potter, but now the boshes was done to a ben chorin. So for shuma purposes, you calculate. That's what he says. Kikamar, yodam rabbiuti, kikamar rabbiuti ain't love but the boshes, lemeis v'luhu, that you don't pay them boshes. Aval lemeisham shamina behu. But to assess how much the boshes is worth that, yes. So if you're paying it to the evet, then you don't pay. If you're paying it to the ben chorin, because in skavan lemeisham sevi, you be shet ben chorin, then you do pay. So here, Frektos is Akasha on this line in the Gemara. But Niskavan Lahargas Ha Nachri, Baharagas Ha Yisom, Niskavan Lahargas Ha Behemoth, Baharagas Ha Odom is Potter L'Choladeus. The only time there's a Machlik is Hatanoim in Sanhedrin Dafayin Tes. Niskavan Lahargas Ha Baharagas Ha, where they're both Yisraelim. But Niskavan to kill a Behemoth or an Ebed or a Nachri, so you're not Chayiv, no. And the Gemara says, according to Reb Shimon, Niskam Lahargazeb, Harkazeb, Potter, some Skam Lavashazeb, Beishazeb, is Potter. So if you're all like Reb Yudah, put two and two together. So if you're Mavazeb, Mavashazeb, and you're Potter, so Niskam Lavashazeb, and Beishazeb, and Chorin, should also be Potter. So how come it says in the Gemara that Yechai? The Gemara says, Lealim Reb Yudah, Reb Yudah holds that Yechai if to pay. Kikam Reb Yudah, Laban, and Beishaz, Lemeis, Veluav, Lemeisham, Shaminon. Why not say Niskavain? Lasas b'ptur v'asa b'chiyav should be potter just like by Ritzicha. So Taisa says the kasha, the bottom Taisa. He said v'leidam and it's kam lahargis abeim lahargis adam. I'm talking about akum lahargis ha Yisrael. The Taisa says no, there's a gzeres hakasav over there that you potter. It's not mitzara svar. No, so this gzeres hakasav doesn't carry over. Isn't that what the Gemara says? According to Reb Shimon, that this kam lahargis ab hargazeh is gzeres hakasav by Ritzicha and it carries over here. So he says, no, the Gemara never said that. The Gemara said the style of drasha. Just like Reb Shimon has a drasha over there, he makes the same style drasha over here. Not that you learn out one from the other. So Hamaboylan Kra Hachalah Reb Shimon lift in his kam levayishes that biyishes there. Avakav diker Kra bedinin nefash. You don't say since you have a pasuk by Ritzicha and Meili a potter over here. Taisa says, no, you see, from the Gemara, the Pturim don't carry over. The Gemara just meant to say, I leave it to Reb Shimon, it's the same style drasha, just like he darshan's over here, he would darshan over here. So that's what Deir Sameach has a suggestion. Maybe the Yolim you can dingzach with Taisa. I bet it's often, but Taisa is muchach in the Gemara. So he says, no. If the din would have been that you only chai boishes, if this kavan levayesh. So if ain't lavodim boishes, and this kavan levayesh is seven, the boishes have been churned, you would be pot. But the din is not so. The Gemara said, Chav Zayin, Niskavin Lachbo Bechaveiro, Ubiyesh. As long as it's Niskavin Lahazik, Aho Pishle Niskavin Levayesh is also Chay. So if Niskavin, if the din would have been Achoyv Lebevik Naini Potem Iklum. So you would learn from Ritzicha. Boishes is carried over from Ritzicha. Niskavin Lachbo Bebek Naini, Bechopo Beben Chorven. You would be potter from boishes, but the din is that niskaven lahazik is enough. You don't have to have niskaven lebaish. If you're mazik and every knani you are chayiv, the yabu advarim. Just boishes you don't pay. So he says it'll blib niskaven lebaish as a evid ubiyesh as a ben chayrin. is like nisk. So it's not called niskaven levaish. It's like niskaven lahazik. It's like niskaven lahazik. Niskaven lahazik got to be shle niskaven levaish is also chayiv. If you have a case where you be potter legamre, let's say niskaven lachvo ba'akum, that the Yosamech assumes that you potter from all the chamishadvar. I'll have to look in the Gemara. I have to find the Gemara. He says niskaven lachvo benochri. The Chaval, the Israel, he thinks then you're potter from Boishas also. He's in disagreement with Tosis. Tosis says there is no such din. He says there's no pasuk over here. There's only a pasuk by Ritzicha. There's no pasuk by Boishas. So he says, no, the Gemara said you do learn out. But he said, Tosis proof in the Gemara, you don't learn out. He says, no, but ain't lavad in Boishas, but there are abodvarim, just Boishas not. So it's called Niskaven Lachval, Niskaven, it's like Niskaven Lahazik. Len is kavin levayish, and is kavin lahazik. Len is kavin levayish. Also chayiv. It's enough to be chayiv, but it's niskaven lachvol ba'akum v'chovol b'Yisrael. That's in ganzen potter. So then he thinks that you won't be chayiv boishes in such a case. You'll be chayiv nezik because odemud liyoyim. So nezik you'll be chayiv, and sari peshevus you'll also be chayiv. It's a shtickle pshia who told him to be miskaven lachvol b'akum. But boishes, you'll be potter because there was no kavanah shel chiyuv at all. Yeah, that's he's suggesting that one could perhaps disagree with Tosfos. He's suggesting one could dingzach with Tosfos. Simple pshat in the Gemara is like Tosfos. Then the Gemara ends off. I leave it to Rameir also. Rameir never said that everybody gets boishes b'shaver. Rameir says, like Tosfos says, hard to determine. So all the Ketanim get the same amount, and all the Gdolim get the same amount, and all the Avadim get the same amount. But you don't say everybody in the world gets the same amount. You just don't make it too difficult for the Bezin to assess. That's not so difficult to have three different standards, one for Bnei Chorin, one for adults, one for children, and one for Avadim. Even Ramey will agree Hakolafi HaMevayish HaMezbayish. So in principle, they all subscribe to the Mishnah. It comes out that Ramey also agrees to what it says in the Mishnah. It's not always shavuot. Okay. Maybe we'll start the next mission and pay vav on the bez.